You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
You got headphones on, dum-dum.
Well, this is a good way to start our Christmas show.
What's wrong with Lewis?
Why can't we have one nice Christmas show? Why does it always have to start like that?
I think it's important to know because people don't know at home.
Wait a minute.
Lewis and Soda stink like weed.
Yeah. Oh, it's like sorry, we're the cool ones.
Do we understand that Lewis just left the room to take a hat off? What's under your hat? What happened?
Why is that?
There's something wrong with you.
Not intelligent.
My head. I didn't feel like fucking having my burn victim head on camera.
Oh,
what do you mean burn victim head?
He looks like Pesci in Home Alone.
What happened?
I like RoboCop. You ever seen when RoboCop takes his helmet off?
No, I've never seen it. Can I see what it looks like?
Yeah, it's fucking exactly.
Just show it.
Why? What happened?
It's a mess. It's ugly.
Yeah, but you're showing your face.
It's like I'd be like, Bobby, show me your fucking taint.
You had nothing.
No, but would you show your taint?
No, it looks like a dead octopus.
Exactly. RoboCop with his helmet off. See, there we
There's
go.
There's Lewis. Hey, guys. You guys got to bring in coffee, interns.
No, pull up Pesci's head after he gets burned.
Yeah. Are you talking about, when he walks in the door and he gets cooked in Home Alone?
Yeah.
Why? Is it that bad? I thought you had like a ring. You just had a ring around your head.
But how did it happen?
When I was 18, I started going bald.
Oh, dude, you're doing cruises.
Yeah, that guy's Lewis.
Anyways, we got the, you know what, dude's
we
back.
We got the regulars and some others.
Other. Not others, other.
Oh, well, there's a guy on the couch.
And he's a Jew.
Yes.
We, you know.
What?
And the guy on the couch is there. What's up, doggy?
We always have people here.
Where did you get these hats? My head's itching.
This is your hat from last year.
It's
the same hat.
I would never be an elf twice.
Yeah, you're always an elf.
Okay.
We got, of course, Joe List.
Yeah.
We have
fucking Joe's fun hat. It's an elf diving into his brain.
Dude, I'd switch hats, but I don't want to catch your dumb haircut.
Our hats stink.
Your hat's great.
It sucks.
You got a liver on the front of it.
Elf's
you got an elf liver.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Pretty sick, dude. You can drink a lot of elf booze.
What is that? I don't even know.
It's an elf nut sack.
Yeah, it's like an elf nut.
I think they're ears.
One testicle.
That's how they make eggnog.
We don't even know where we got
one creative hat. That's it. One fucking creative hat.
Dude, Rich is fucking one salmon away from looking like Aykroyd in Trading Places.
Good save.
Thank
that looked
you.
Like it was going
that
down.
Right. I knew that it.
Really, it looked like you turned your ankle, but then you put a hand down to stay up.
It was the joke of, when they used to drop the arm when someone had the sleeper hold. And I was like,
that was a good one. We got Rich Voss, the legend, self-proclaimed legend, right?
Well, it's throughout the industry now.
The industry?
Yes. I got a call from the industry today.
Really?
Yes.
What'd they say?
Hi, legend.
You know, not every Jew is in the industry. It could have just been an
where
uncle.
Is my
uncle.
Where?
I didn't think I was last.
Somebody just...
I felt it coming. Somebody, it was in the air.
I can't be over here. This is where you put the new shitty guest.
Somebody just fucked up their ankle.
See? I know it's getting close. We are on thin ice.
We got Dan Soda, straight from Billions.
Why are you saying it like that?
I love Billions. Straight from Billions. What the fuck am I secure about?
Hey, why is one of my personalized size condoms over there?
It's a visual joke on an audio medium.
But Bobby laughed, and we play fucking YouTube videos. We got Dan Aykroyd pulled up there.
That's
don't
pretty
say
funny.
It's
that
all
was
audio.
A great,
thank you.
That was a great save that he looks like that.
Yeah, Joe was right. It was a save. It wasn't a starting win. It was a save.
And, of course, we got Luis J. Gomez.
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, a.k.a. the Joan Jett of comedy.
A.k.a. the podcast RoboCop.
And a.k.a. the real-ass
Black Belt Killer.
Black Belt. spell killer.
Oh, Fuck is that your killer. New one?
I like
my
that
newest,
one.
My newest moniker.
Can you do a T-shirt that says Louis J. Gomez? And you know how they do like the quotes from like critics and stuff?
Yeah,
can you
yeah.
put all your names around
sure.
it?
Sure.
I'd buy that.
I can do that.
I won $100 from you.
Did you win $100?
For what? When I bet Bobby on your
no,
fight.
No, Bobby, you fucking bet
you,
against me.
You win Ryan O'Neal?
I already explained this to everybody.
I'll kick oh. you in your fucking
You know why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Just to have a bet going. Just to have a bet
friend.
Whoa,
listen, fucking oh, asshole.
It's getting mean. Guys.
First of all,
we flipped against a friend in a fucking
fight. We flipped a coin to see who took you, and I won.
That's oh, not Jesus. True. That's not true.
I'm just trying to help
you. Don't break the guy's
I'm
heart.
To help
Stop
him.
Getting scared by his
I'm
fucking voice.
Why am listen, I saying he's coming
you
after you?
You fucking bet on me again. Dude, that's the way he talks. Listen,
I'm scared.
We were out front with yeah. 20 people. Watching on my iPad, I bought the fight,
nice.
And we're trying to get action going. Nobody's taking action.
Yeah,
no,
nobody
bet.
Would take action. I so I was
it.
Like,
"We bet way before that." I didn't watch the fight with you.
Okay, I fucking didn't. You'll lie. I fucking ratted you out. You'd have to fucking tell me of my lie. What are you, an asshole? You well, are Jewish. You're not a.
I'm honest. I don't like liars.
You're not honest. One of honest is.
Honest pop.
I was going to say, let's be honest.
Oh, dude, I think Giannis is legitimately mad at me right now.
Why?
Because he has a cameo, and do you know what cameo is?
Yeah,
yeah, that's where
movie.
You pay people to say stuff.
People pay you to like
what?
They could pay Bobby Kelly to like say a message like "Happy birthday! I know you're a big fan. You know Diane, fucking whatever."
Yeah. You do and that for nothing, right?
That's
got to bring in an extra $60 a year.
Well, here's the thing: I was making fun of it because I thought it stunk, and then we went on it and we found out that Giannis did it like in real time, and then I couldn't backpedal. It stinks. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah,
it is what it is. So then I found out for $39 you could pay Giannis to dress up like Marisa and wish you happy birthday.
Yes.
So
we should. Do for $28.
No, but,
we'll dress up like Marisa and wish people happy birthday.
But so I sent him a thing. I paid
Can
for
I have
it.
That bandana, please? Wow, fucking, it was like a story. I was gonna wear for
I had to look away. I was like, I don't want to see this.
But on the show, so what I did was we paid him the $39 to say hi in Marisa voice. Hi, I'm Giannis Pappas. I'm a faggot. You're listening to the Real Ass Podcast.
That's great.
So he had to do it.
$39. That's it for my dignity.
Wait, but is he contractually obligated to do it?
No, he had to return the money. He had to go through that process.
That's great.
They can say no, but they have to return the money.
That's a dick move, dude. Wow. That's fucking...
It would have been funnier if you had someone there when he opened the email that he had to do that, where he goes, hold on, I got another order.
Motherfucker. Yeah, there's no way he didn't laugh at that. There's
Maybe
no
he
way.
He might not be mad. He might be mad then.
There's
Why,
no
did
way.
You text him?
Because he hit me up and he was like trying to bust my balls about it, but it just wasn't hidden.
What do you mean?
He was like, yeah. He was like, hey, you know, I guess I'm going to keep that $39 that you probably need. And I was like, I guess. I mean, I just, for a joke, I just spent $39 on my podcast to make fun of you.
Oh, dude, that is a great profile pic. What a real estate fucking.
But it's not just Giannis. Hold on. I want to make this fair. Everyone on there sucks. It's not just Giannis.
No, we're talking about the photo. It looks
that
like
that should be on a park bench.
Yeah.
Hi.
Him and Aruba Ray should be selling timeshares at the Marriott Stellaris.
What if I told you could live in Orlando part time?
Look at you could be positive too.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Giannis Pappas.
They hit me up to do it, and I was like, "No, stop hitting me up."
I just didn't respond.
Yeah, they asked me a couple of times.
I just didn't respond to it.
Seems like it's something you would do for free.
Yeah.
Like if someone was like, hey, it's my friend's birthday. He's a big fan. Could you say hello?
Nobody's just invited so many people to be like, Joe, that's my friend's birthday.
That.
There's no need for this. Nobody's ever asked, like, hey, dude, my friend's a big fan. Will you send him a video for his birthday? Nobody's ever asked for it. There's no need for
it. Can I just say something? That's after the show. My friend couldn't make it.
Yes, exactly.
Dude, can you? Yeah, hey, fuckface, where are you? You fucking cock fucking shit fuckface. Fuck your mother. You should have came, faggot.
Damn.
Yeah, man, they got to do it as Marisa now.
I do that as Macho Man.
Oh, what's just a baby? Hello?
That's it! You're a stupid asshole!
Thank you for saving me with the voice.
I'm in. You know I'm here. Lewis is explosives. I'm voices. You brought us all back together.
Anytime they ask you to do that after the show, they want you to be the meanest you can possibly mean. And raises, just call him the N-word. It's like, what? He's black. What's wrong with you?
Who else
what
is on?
What is wrong with you? No.
Who else is on this? Who else is on that we know? Cameo. Any of our other friends?
Don't.
Sean Donnelly.
What's that?
Nothing.
Donnelly's on there.
Here's the problem
Christy.
With this. Here's the problem with this.
Chris DeStefano.
Yeah, Christy's on there.
I mean, come on. We can get some good ones, Colin. You can get some good promos for, you know what, dude, if, by spending $39 a pop.
Yeah, but they're going to return them all.
You don't know that?
So now, wait. Does, they go
Sean
to
Donnelly's
a company
not returning
for
that money. Sean Donnelly's taking that fucking money.
Johnny,
goes,
I'll do it.
Is a company that signs you to do this?
Yeah.
So you want me to do what? Come on. You want me to say, dude, how many U's?
Yeah.
For you, dude.
Yeah.
Give me my money.
I can
Your
Daffy
impression
Duck.
Of Sean Donnelly yeah. is everyone's impression of you.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh my God.
I got one
is.
Impression, Lewis. That's it. I got two. I got Artie Lang, which is kind of me.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
As soon as it's going to be absolutely.
Dude, why, will you unbutton the top button on your thing, please?
No.
Yeah.
I like it like that.
Is the show over?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over. See you guys next year. See, presents. Yeah. Grab a I gift guess. On the way out.
Wait, now, tell me. Tell me
just
listen.
Grab something what? That you what? Didn't come in with.
D Street, like, because I don't go way back with your podcast.
You go way back. You go way back with me.
Yeah, yeah, but your podcast, like, they were the three co-hosts.
Oh, no, here's the deal.
How well, did
well,
we
start? The
well, I was the
good.
Co-host. They were kind of
no.
guests.
Dan, me and Joe did it. Me and Joe DeRosa did it at first.
Nobody cared about it at that time.
Well, yeah. We had a little.
Fucking blue.
And then.
Garbaggio. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was a real
And then Bobby used to do stand-up solo, and that was horrible.
So what? So then I had Dan come on one time because Joe was like, "Oh, this kid's funny." He came down when he was swinging guacamole up at a Mexican restaurant.
He used to down. Hang at stand-up too. Like he was working yeah. radio. You worked like rock and roll radio.
Yeah,
right?
I worked at K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Call it rock and roll radio, like an old man.
Yeah, he goes. You worked in the talkies, right?
Yeah.
You worked in the talkies now. I heard you selling war bonds. The old man did that. It's a different time.
You remember now, Groucho Marx used to do a bit similar to that.
Ah, yeah. Voss has got cat skill stories.
Did you ever see the mirror bit?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was great. That's...
So we had Dan on, and then Dan told me, oh, you got to have this kid Joe on.
I thought Joe told you about Dan.
No.
DeRosa told me. Oh. Joe DeRosa told me about Dan. Then, of course, I built a relationship with Lewis because he lived on my block.
Sexual.
And I would always see him.
You lived in the fucking ghetto?
New York City, there's one block separate. Oh. I lived in a good neighborhood. Yeah. One block away, he lived in the fucking...
I lived on the highway in like a studio apartment.
Yeah, that was slanted.
I remember doing hammer fisting. I remember doing hammer Asians. Fisting in that, and it felt like the hotel room that Tom Hanks gets in Big right when he gets big.
I'm laughing because the joke was so bad. You didn't come up with a joke. You just said Asians. You said slanted. He couldn't come up with a bit, so he just went, Asians.
That's pretty funny.
I just wanted to let you know.
There's no fat on that joke.
Yeah, Lewis is direct.
There's no joke on that joke.
That's farm to table.
Oh! Yeah! All right.
Mike's on fire. Mike's on fire. Mike's yeah. on fire.
Spick.
We can
Whoa. Work. It doesn't work when you do it.
Shit.
Yeah. Lewis can do it. Because he is a spick.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Whoa. Everyone's careers are over.
I didn't say anything.
Careers are over. Hannah Gadsby coming for you. Bobby, you look like Hannah Gadsby. I just realized he looks exactly
That's
like
not
your
true.
Spin
I'd
image.
I'd fuck Bobby.
Do an Australian accent.
A dude is never in his prime.
You understand that the word dude is a weird thing.
Wait, does Hannah Gadsby ask that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dude. Come at me, I am a dude now. A dude is never. You know what, dude?
Oh, dude, Bobby's post-comedy career.
Oh, God, that's fucking man. Funny.
Wait, but keep telling the story of the show.
I am. I know how to run the show.
Guys,
we just were laughing. I was taking a little break.
I know.
What's the matter, Mike?
Becky is completely blocked by that bag right there.
It's good. That's my gift. That's how good it is.
All right,
sorry,
here's the
Becky.
Deal. So then I had him on, and then he says have Joe on. Now, when they first had him on, they were both fucking kind of alkies. The first show they were on, they drank little. No, him and Dan.
Yeah.
Drank all. I had the fridge full
no,
of
no,
beers.
No, the first time I did the show was at your house.
Yeah. And we drank.
Right, so the
and I
drank
fucking
there.
Ripped it.
Yeah, drank it. And then, of course,
is
me
there
and
any alcohol now.
You want alcohol? Yeah.
Can we get some whiskey?
There is whiskey.
No, you don't have some. You have some fucking.
We got whiskey. Yeah, we got Jameson. Yeah, Jameson.
And bourbon?
Wait, you drink whiskey straight up?
Are you a traveler?
I'll do a little bit of whiskey on the rocks, get some ice.
Yeah, we can get you some ice.
I don't like mature Lewis.
Wow.
Jesus. So then Lewis.
Give him an ascot.
I was already a master podcaster at this time.
He literally had a recorder this big, and you'd go to his house, and there'd be three guys around it, and you'd have to talk into it.
Some ice.
And Then Lewis, I brought Lewis on because they were all friends, right? Yeah,
I wasn't friends with Lewis until 6 months ago.
I was friends with Lewis, and you and I had him on a You Know What, Dude.
Yes.
And then he started coming back.
Yes.
But I remember my second time doing the show.
Yes.
Lewis was supposed to be on, and then you just blew it off, and it blew my mind.
Suck my dick, I'm a future legend.
It blew my mind that Lewis was no shit, because I thought this was like a big deal. Yeah. I was like, this is the biggest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. It was at that time.
Other than like opening for Dane. And
it was fun
stuff
to
like
watch.
That. But then Lewis just no-called, no-showed, and I was like, what a fucking, he's never going to make it.
I was telling someone about.
You were kind of right.
You had a vision.
I was telling someone about this podcast.
Calm down, Nostradamus.
Yeah. You're one of those twins from Minority Report. It's funny because if you go back and listen to enough You Know What Dudes, you can hear Lewis come up with Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
You come in wearing sunglasses.
We still have it.
Funny about it?
It wasn't a rattle at first. It was Altoids container.
The whole thing was funny.
You called me the fucking rattlesnake, and then I just went, I had Altoids, and I went,
yeah, and then you came in with a rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah, it was
where is it?
It's in one of the, I can find it.
And then
Kelly Festuca was here, and what was great is Lewis would use all that shit to bait her into getting upset.
Kelly was here, and Scopo came in.
How did you get Kevin Bacon from 1990 to show up?
Yeah. That was close. I would say Young Jimmy. I would say Young Jimmy Fallon.
Leave McGarrett alone.
What?
Did you say McGarrett?
McGarrett from 5-0 with the hair. Oh, he has a nice head of hair. I
mean, it looks more like white Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, yeah. No,
give me the keys, you cocksucker. What the fuck?
Looks like from Heroes, Siler?
No, he looks like the guy from Fright Night, the kid that turned into vampire.
And the winner is white Benicio Del Toro. Let's
move
on.
Jimmy Fallon.
Young Jimmy Fallon.
He looks like my daughter's fiance. Hold on.
Oh, dude. I love that Rich is busting out glasses to look at his
phone
for
reference. Bring up the kid from Fright
Night. Is that what you love?
I've said it twice. I said I've loved things twice.
Oh, my God. Can we get it back on track?
Okay. So, anyways, then we had him on.
I came on. Then the show became great.
Then the show was the regs. These are the regs, Voss. Did you just put him on his phone?
I'm looking
for a picture. That's going to take fucking hours.
Go ahead. I'm listening. I can hear you when I'm looking for a picture.
If Voss was going to be here, I would have brought in Grandpad as my gift.
Okay. Bombdana!
What is
Grandpad?
So was it?
It's not bad.
Fright Night's a good call.
Fright Night is a good call.
That one's good.
That's Fright Night. Look at that. I nailed that.
That was great.
I fucking nailed that.
That was good.
Yeah, you know, now here's the thing. Type in his name now, and you'll see what he does.
You know what I was laughing about? You called Shane.
What did you just say?
Nigga, let's move on.
What's wrong with you?
I want gifts.
All right, listen.
Oh, my God.
Now type him in now. Now type him in. No, type his name in.
Isn't his name John Lasseter?
Okay, no.
My kids are on fire today.
Now, gay porn. Type in gay porn after him.
No.
What?
Yeah, dude. Yes. He is.
How'd you find this, faggot? Giant homo. Make me sick.
That's all. Like Lewis talks like he's yelling out of a truck that's going by all the time. Everything he's
in.
He's like,
name.
Fucking die, fag. You're like, Lewis.
Yeah, there he is right there. Oh, don't show this. Whoa. Don't show this. Don't show this.
Is that Bill Goldberg?
No.
Is that Goldberg in the second one?
No, that was Aaron Burr.
So I'm watching TV one night, and the guy's like, you ever wonder what happened to blah, blah, blah from Fright Night? And now they show him just pull up on roller skates and just fucking bend over and go, come on. And he went into gay porn. He had a great career as a gay porn guy for a long
time.
Great.
You die of AIDS at the end of it.
No, you're not.
That's
all.
Almost all of them.
Jesus Christ.
Almost all of them?
Look it up. That was fun. It's a fucking great joke right there. One of the best.
Bad. But yeah, what happened was I did the pod once. Everyone was like, Joe's amazing. Then I wasn't on. They were like, we're never listening again if you don't put Joe back
then
on.
No, then we had Nate Bargatze came on all the time.
Yeah.
And Giannis
overrated. Way overrated on this show. They were like, Nate's the fucking sniper. He was okay.
Nate Giannis was great. Giannis was going to take you to fucking L.A. with him. What are you? He was your mentor.
He was for a second.
He was your mentor.
Yeah,
I fucking made you stay.
I know.
Remember that a week left?
That's for you. We blame you.
I fucked up. I should have let him go. He'd just be a Mexican out in L.A. right now.
The fuck is that, man?
That's fucking
racist piece of shit. Fucking holiday season. This isn't the way family acts.
Joe also.
That fucking nutsack on your head. I can't stop looking at it.
Feliz Navidad.
I know.
Mexicans.
Yeah, we get it. So that's how it started. When we also had Giannis was on a lot, too.
But he said Giannis six times and no one gave me anything. I was like, Giannis is a big part. Giannis is a big part.
No, well, you're not.
That's almost like him.
He's a big fart. That's fart.
There he is. See?
Thank you. Fright Night loved it.
Stop.
He's the truth. He's the fucking truth.
But anyways, the point is, Rich, you were never here, ever.
Yes.
He's been a big part of this year.
I didn't need to do it.
I'm but now you do.
No. I'm part of this network. That's why I'm here.
Oof.
Yeah, he has a big show on the network.
We went solo. We're on our own.
Yeah, no, that worked
on
out.
My own.
That's working out. You want to see my paycheck, dog?
My dog?
It's like double digits.
Wait, don't you do a podcast with Mark Norman?
Yeah, we get a lot of Chipotle gift cards. Oh.
I actually have a
it's
couple
of them. How fucking horrible is that podcast? I mean, him and Mark, what could they possibly talk about that would be interesting if you think about it? I'm just asking.
I agree with Rich. Rich really does.
Two of the whitest. I mean, barely.
I got the same voice. My God.
This is a white guy podcast. Hey. Wait, because Lewis is here? It's great?
No, Bobby's not Rich's a white guy. Bobby's got flavor.
With Rich's shirt and his
that's
rings.
Just stains on his shirt.
You look like you report to a probation officer.
I thought of that joke, too, but it was me, so I didn't do it. That was a good one. I'm glad you did that.
I missed I was making fun of his rings.
No, it's all right. His rings stink. I don't like the shirt, though.
I don't like you. I can take this off.
Yeah.
Doesn't Bobby's fucking wig, I don't know what it is, why it looks like you have long gray hair coming down.
Yeah.
It's fucking me up. Your wizard wig. It's like Wizard Santa.
I know why. It's because Santa there's long gray hair coming down.
I hate
that Joe.
That's the kind of stuff
we hate
Joe. We hate Joe.
Well, can we just say
Joe?
I don't want to. People get mad when I defend my joke, but Soda was like, "I don't know why it looks like you have white hair flowing down."
Joe,
the
I'm
the reason is because you fucking do. It was a dumb comment.
I don't have to do it again. Do it again.
I think it hurt that you said gray and it's actually white. I feel like.
All right. Bobby's the problem. Bobby's the problem. Bobby's the problem. Joe, you keep on fucking defending. Just let it die.
I think you guys are picking on me, and I don't like it.
You picked on Voss out of the game.
Because he's not supposed to be here. I'm not picking on him. I'm just pointing out that he's not supposed
to
be here.
Guess what? I'm here, though, so live with it.
Wait, who did they have last year? I know that pig whore was here, but who was
Kelly wasn't here last year.
Dude, you just bummed someone out in Australia.
Wasn't there another comic here last year that wasn't supposed to be here?
No. Kelly's deadlifting now.
And then Gabby and me.
Did you know that? Kelly's deadlifting.
Yeah,
she's coming for revenge.
She's doing something.
She's deadlifting. Just hear that outside.
Dude, Kelly Festook is deadlifting.
Oh, man. I wish she was just dead.
I hope she gives you.
I hope Kelly gives you a Christmas Story beating where she just gets on
when
you.
When you said Kelly Festook is dead, I was like, yes.
Oh, I'm going to haunt you, Lewis.
That'd be great if she became a ghost and haunted you.
Kelly looks amazing, by the way.
Kev,
she looks hot.
Yeah.
That's who we met.
Let me see. Hold on.
Damn, her dating for a minute.
Stop panicking.
Just go to her Instagram.
Shut your mouth.
Why would you? She's not a deadlifting champion. Why would you Google Kelly Festook deadlifting? She's not famous. She's not a fucking deadlifting
Listen,
person.
Mike doesn't do this anymore. New Mike does that, and he's better. Regular Mike,
better
mushy Mike?
Mike
sticks over there. Yeah, Mike 2.0 sits there. He's fucking amazing.
How Mike? Big is Mike 2.0? Holy shit.
No, that's Mike 10.0.
Yeah, Mike no points. Oh.
Yeah, she's deadlifting.
No points is round.
Oh. You're ahead. You could have quit when you're ahead.
Hey, give me that bomb, Dan.
There it is.
Click
fucking
on that.
Show
there
Lewis. There show is. Lewis what he's
oh,
got
you
coming
think
for.
That's hot.
She got tattoos in her arm. She looks amazing.
That's not her.
No. Oh, that's her. Sorry. That's her. Look at her.
That's her right there.
Look at her chubby arms. You think that's hot?
No one said she's hot.
Yes, he did. Get it, Kelly. I'm happy for her. She's coming for Lewis. Hey.
Phone.
I'm coming.
Wait, look at her. Look at her panic right at the end, though. Ready? Watch this.
Look at the chick behind her. The chick behind her smoking.
Watch this. Watch her panic. Ready? Watch. Look at her panic. Right there.
Hey, I'm hungry.
Oh, man,
when can we have lunch? I'm gonna pay for Kelly's ticket to come back and fight Lewis in Ellis Mania next year.
Mates.
Kelly's coming for your belt. I'm gonna bring her out like fucking Drago's
kid. Keep on playing it over and over again.
That's great. Trainer is something else.
I hope she does get back and just sits on Lewis's chest.
Puppy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I go, Lewis, let me introduce your opponent.
I'm coming for you, Lewis.
That's 310 pounds right there.
That's a lot
that's
of weight.
She's
no, she's like 260, I'd say.
That's great.
That was great.
Wow.
That was
guys.
Come on.
That was great. Guys.
I'll give you a golf cart.
That was
Lewis.
The best joke he's ever done on this podcast. That is a fucking award winning.
Just took you coming home, buddy.
All right, we got
it.
All right,
so someone actually wrote meat to Jesus. Well done.
Meat to Jesus.
No.
Protein. I love protein.
That was the thing we used to say to her.
Yeah, Dan used to fucking do her voice, and he'd go, meat and cheese.
Fat Kelly Festook.
Fat Kelly Festook. He would come in every time.
You don't have to put the word fat in there.
We get it.
Back then, she wasn't fat.
No, she was cute for like
she when got
Dan,
skinny.
When Dan fucked her, she was cute.
You whoa. Dated.
You
made
fucked
out.
Her?
We made out.
Did you fuck her?
We made out.
Did Look you at touch me. Her titties?
Look at me.
Did you come, Dan? Did you come, Dan?
Did you come, Dan?
Did you come, Dan? Did you come, Dan? Did you come, Dan? Did you come, Dan? Did you come, Dan? Did you come, Dan? Did you come, Dan?
I did. I came.
Where'd you come?
Got her.
You're right.
On stuff.
On her titties?
Like shoulder.
In between fold 6 and fold 7.
He got his dick caught there. He didn't mean to.
Stop it.
He didn't even mean to. I got caught. Let me tell you.
She was skinny when I knew her.
Because she had a bum problem. She had a fissure.
A what?
A fissure.
Anal fissure.
Anal fissure, and she couldn't eat.
What's an anal fissure?
It's like a vein that pops in your asshole.
Oh, I thought it was like... Okay.
I believe. But she had a problem. She lost a lot of weight. She looked great. And then slowly but surely, me and her both got fat at the same time, which is sad.
I don't think you're fat. I think you're big boned.
Boned?
Okay, give me the thing.
Bomdana?
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Yeah,
no, I can't have that. I'm not sure.
That was like when a cop sees something so horrific, they're like, I guess, yeah.
Rich, can you just cover your shirt with it?
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you? Why are you off?
I'm not supposed to be here. So I'm just
you're supposed to be
not
here. You let him put you on tilt. You let him put you on tilt.
Wow,
how are you a fucking legend?
Fucking evil.
You let this small
evil elf.
Don't you raise your voice.
I'm mad at you for letting him get your head.
Also, I never realized sometimes. Go ahead.
Rich and I. Rich is broken.
Rich is broken.
Rich and Joe look like
Joe
elves.
Broke Rich.
No, he didn't.
Joe broke Rich. Joe broke Rich. Joe broke Rich. Joe broke Rich.
Joe came in prison style and took out the biggest job.
I mean, I'm not thrilled about everyone else over here being here either.
Whoa.
Tell you the truth, I'm not happy about them either.
Yeah. No, well, quit signing up with the guy that took you out.
What? He just repeated Joe's joke. He's like, that works, I guess.
Yes. He goes, I hold his pocket.
He was able to withstand the Opie and Anthony years.
Yes.
Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah, it is the
fucking. It's Louis C.K.
Jim and Sam.
The whole fucking.
You know how Chuck Liddell. But Louis, you know how like Chuck Liddell all of a sudden just started getting knocked out super easy?
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah. That's what
it is.
Yeah, he lost his chin.
He lost his chin.
What happened?
I lost my chin too.
What? You didn't even get that joke?
Huh?
I just screamed something.
No one heard it.
I'm saying, Voss.
What?
Listen, you're off.
Okay, so
what's happening?
But it's early in the show.
It's early.
A few minutes with 27 minutes in.
I know, but the show is like 3.5 hours.
It's fucking, I'm saving it for the end, the knockout, bitch. All right?
don't get mad at me.
I was saying that to everybody.
Yeah.
I think once we see the gift, we'll see.
Don't get mad at cool Santa with his long hair.
Thanks.
Yeah, it looks like you have long hair. I can't figure out why.
I fucking said that. Doesn't
it kind of look like Bobby has glasses on? I'm just saying. Just like, blur your eyes. It kind of looks like he's wearing glasses.
Joe is fucking murdering people.
I don't like
he bombed so much in the beginning, he's making it up now.
Yeah, I don't like evil elf Joe List coming after everybody.
By the way, in the room doesn't even matter. Bombed in the room, but at home they're rolling in the aisles at that. I can't remember what I said. It was something. The condom thing. They're still
That was terrible.
Yeah, but it's not on camera.
Kidding? That's how big my dick is?
Nobody can see it.
Turn the camera off of Mike's face.
I'm not fucking
kids. It's on his face.
Oh, turn it off Lewis's face.
All right, so anyways, we've been doing this for a long time. And then
without
you.
Thank God.
Joe.
And by the way, we all knew you were there. We could have invited you.
You were invited. Stop it. Go.
Ooh, he's trying. The little engine.
I just don't want to be the one he cracks. We're like, pow!
Oh, fuck! He's going to start pushing it down the hill first and then jump in and then it'll get going. So yeah, give me that bandana back. It's fine, I'll take it.
I forget what these silences are like, and then you come back on the show.
Yeah, but it's
like taking an ass whooping back in the living room you grew up in. You're like, oh, there it is.
The thing is, I don't think you push it downhill. That's what the hill is for.
Oh, buddy.
Wow.
He's coming after. Joe's going Whoa. Pure technique.
Yeah,
he's coming
I'm just
after
trying to help. I'm trying to help everybody.
He goes, when you say, that, what you're reflecting is. That
he's
that
swinging.
Bad.
He's
that
swinging.
Bad. But you need to learn how to pop and get out.
I did get out. Because
if you keep in tomorrow, you'll take the bomb Dana.
All right. So then, anyways, Joe came in 1 year when we were all coming in. He said we should do a Yankee swap.
I just asked you this dumb shit.
No, this is the Yankee swap.
Oh, go ahead.
This is the history of the Yankee swap.
Okay, go ahead.
So we did the Yankee swap, but we always start out with
rose, thorn,
and we end
seed.
With it, and we argue about what we start with or end with every year.
That's true.
And we end with it every year.
Yes.
Like, look it
that's
up.
What I said. We end with
I think
it every
just
year.
Knock
and,
it out.
And sometimes
you,
we almost don't
Lewis,
get to it, and Joe throws a shit.
Lewis.
And it always sucks.
Lewis.
No, it doesn't.
It never
oh,
goes
no,
well.
No.
It never goes
it's
well.
Very
it's never inside. Yes. Always.
So that's
anti-matic.
Why we open with it this
no,
time.
No, we
I
don't
skip it.
So this is
no, you don't skip.
Skip rose, thorn, seed.
We do it every year.
I say skip it.
So this is what's happening.
I say move it to the back order. Maybe we skip it if we don't have time to get to it.
Maybe there's a real lie. Said it's out with the old and with the new. Is that what we're doing
in
here now?
Listen, Rich, you're clearly the stepdad in this situation.
Oh, okay, I don't mind.
Somebody stepped on a great.
I can leave.
Huh? What? Someone said out with the new, in with the new, and he said the Jew, in with the Jew. That was
yeah.
a good line.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. If you're with acting, the old, you'd be gone.
Are we acting like every line gets off in this podcast?
Yeah,
this is a fucking. Everyone steps all over everybody
yeah. no,
the
I'm
entire
sorry,
time.
And we're not quoting play on words. We're not quoting play on words. We're quoting clever stuff. I almost fucked up.
I just got fearless. Oh. Rich is walking around like,
I've never seen Rich like this.
Rich is fucking
ever.
You know what
I've seen him go in front of 12,000 crazy fans in Philly.
Yeah.
Fucking didn't. This is worse.
Joe's
a little mouth fucked him up.
No, yeah. not at all. Not at all.
Liz got in there.
Are
like,
you scared of people with little mouths? Is that what's wrong?
That's what's scaring me. Yes, the Joe Matarese mouth. That's what's fucking killing me.
That's bad.
I've never seen him like this. Ever in my life have I seen him like this.
Yeah.
Ever.
I'm just calm. I'm relaxed because I don't want to come in here.
What, funny?
I had some laughs. Why should I be the only one?
All right. So, anyways, we're going to do the Yankee swap. You want to do that first or you want to do the rose thorn thing?
Do the rose thorn. If we're going to do it first because that's anticlimactic. It sucks every
I
time.
I forget it.
Out of the
time.
Way.
How does it go?
Well, nobody knows because it sucks.
Rose, highlight of the year. Right. Thorn, low light of the year.
This game
seed,
every time.
Thing that happened that's the seed. That's been planted that you're looking forward to.
Not doing this next year. Us making it a tradition.
See, we're getting jokes. I set them up. Lewis kind of knocks them a little bit. They kind of waver. And hopefully someone else will knock them down. Lewis, why don't you go first? Your fight is your fucking rose. I'll do it. I'll bet I do it for everybody.
Perfect.
Lewis
no,
is,
no, no,
that's
no, no,
great.
That's
great.
Right. Do that. Do have let Joe do it for it. Everybody.
Lewis is his rose. His rose is his dumb fucking fight.
Why do you say it like that?
Right night. No,
let
him
say
night.
It. If he's,
him
gonna, if he's going to say it, let him say it.
I
however.
Filmed a fucking comedy special a week ago, you dickhead.
Yeah.
That's your thorn.
That's everybody's thorn.
That's nobody's seed. I think that's your rose, the fight, probably. You went in to fight, and these guys are superheroes. That speech was embarrassing.
You don't think that's...
What speech? What speech?
He gave a speech in the ring, and they were trying to get the mic back from him.
He gave a, if you can change,
oh, we
I can
watch
change.
That we
all
go.
Can change.
Wait,
that?
We didn't watch the speech.
Pull up the video. They're fighting for the mic from him.
You don't
they
think
killed me for that twice, by the way.
It was like Vitor's wedding. They tried to get the mic from him, but he kept pulling it away.
You don't think his special that he financed himself is up there? You don't think that's up there?
No, I think that's his seed. That's the seed, right?
That's right. Actually, that's a good point.
That's the seed.
That is my seed.
I'm nailing it. And your thorn, well, you have, oh, boy.
Is how many people download the special?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Voss talked some shit about Tuesdays with Stories, and I think it unleashed a monster.
I talk shit about Tuesdays?
You would go, oh, podcast. You got a podcast with Mark Norman. Who would watch this? And now Joe's just in a fucking water tower. Just
that still doesn't make his podcast any good.
Well, yeah.
You don't think his podcast is good?
I've never heard it. I can't imagine listening.
It's very funny and very popular.
Very popular.
The,
a lot of Tuesdays.
The young folks. All right, so I'm going to think of your thorn. Your thorn, the baby's fine. Yeah. You got a nice relationship. You might not even have a thorn. Maybe your thorn is, you probably bombed somewhere a bunch.
This is why he needs to do it, because he knows his thorn.
I got you. What's your thorn?
What's your thorn?
Hit us with the thorn.
What is the thorn again? The thing
that's the low light.
That's
the thorn.
The low
that
light
you.
Of my ear that pricked me from my ear.
Yeah, and it can't be this. It can't be
it
Joe.
It can be, but just don't say it. Just be nice.
My thorn for the year.
Yes.
The thing that I didn't really have a thorn.
You had a great
How about
year?
When Ari threw piss on you?
That was, no. that. Yeah, that's not nice. You didn't throw piss on me. I threw piss on him. That was actually my rose.
That was the year before.
No. He threw piss on Zach. I was not pissed on. Every time I look at Artie Lang's nose, that's my thorn. Right there. What, have you seen it? I love Artie, but it's a goddamn, he knows.
He knows.
That was good.
He actually
good.
Doesn't
know. By the
knows.
Way, yeah, we locked eyes, and I was like, oh, there it is.
No, they had Artie Lang on the thing, and he made a thing about us. He said he knows.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. We get it.
You made a speech?
Yeah, dude, after I won, they gave you a victory speech.
Right, get the speech up somehow.
Yeah.
Can we show some of my fight?
It goes on for a while.
Is it right here?
There it is, right there.
Yeah, sure. Fuck him.
There is a moment where he tries. There it is.
Ah. You know, I've seen a lot of things here tonight.
Let me see.
Ready? Okay.
Adrian!
Training.
You don't like me, I don't like you as much.
Somehow we got along. If you could like me, and I could like you.
If you can download my podcast, I can download yours. We can all download podcasts.
I'm fucking fresh. A
that's great.
Of what these guys do.
This is me trying to ask Michael a girl if she's okay after we fuck. You okay? That was fun, right?
I'm sorry, I'm sweating into your eyes. I'm sorry, I dripped all over you.
I'm sorry, I can see that you're clearly not turned on and uncomfortable. Oh, God, you were pretty mad I came that fast, huh?
God.
Things here. Kyle Kingsbury, I see Keith Jardine in the crowd.
I see him.
These are fucking
superheroes.
Yeah, we know.
We know it by heart, bro.
It's fucking.
Yeah, how many times you watch this? You
hang on, I'm center. Into you. You turn me on.
All right.
you get me going. Uh-huh. Oh, great. That belt's awesome,
dude.
I get
back in shape.
At lazy fucks, go to an MMA gym. Walk 1 month.
Wait. No, this is Veter's wedding speech. Pull up the
This is the one.
Final Trump's the best.
Why didn't we watch this?
Oh, dude, that
you
is.
Weren't here.
And he was breathing the same way during the best man speech.
The thing you don't know about comedians, we're in the trenches.
Every day, it's like brothers.
Lewis might be the only person to give a best man speech without knowing the bride's name.
Dude, the family of the bride was like this. Is this a joke? Is this going to be
He's
a
like,
joke?
He's like, Gary and that girl.
Gary and his nice lady are going to go real far in this world.
Gary, you.
You.
It's hard
you
to meet a good girl. Jessica Kershaw's really funny. Roseanne in the 80s for a minute.
But why walk in their shoes for a month? Why only a month?
I was tired.
Why a month?
I just fought the hardest fight of my life.
But this is still a minute to go here.
They're fucking shoes. If you have not done it before, because these are fucking superheroes. I'm going to tell you right now. We,
Look at it. He's got to get the mic. Look at it.
All right.
You don't have to
change me to 100.
Did you look like a... You look like an uncharming rock.
That's what happened to what's his name? Amesh at the college. Yeah. Yeah. Same shit.
Sir, you can't make those jokes.
No, you can't. No.
He's like, you know, superheroes.
You did great, and you're the winner. One more round of applause, everybody. Lewis, Jay Gomez, your winner.
Yeah, you did great.
Why
would they put a hubcap on a Puerto Rican?
Dude, I'm so glad.
Boss is back. Boss is back. Boss is back.
Boss is finally. Go ahead. Let me address this.
Tony, who's in the house right now. Anybody want a smoked honey hat or t-shirt?
Whoa, Jesus. Lewis, you're selling. I'll be selling them.
Hang on a second. Lewis is like a shitty middler in the ring.
Yeah.
I got these shirts. Yeah. Thank you. I know.
If you guys like that last punch, I'll be selling shirts.
Grappling Club. My coach is Diego Lopez, Michael Bisping, Justin Silver. Thank you.
One more time for Lewis, everybody.
And one more time for that.
That was the
kids.
Most anticlimactic.
How many people were there?
2,500?
No fucking way.
I swear to God. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Holy fuck.
We watched it. You saw it.
listen,
you saw
to
him come out through the crowd.
No, I wasn't there, stupid.
Oh, your old married couple
you
vibe.
You saw him.
I saw it on
you
YouTube.
Saw
him.
No, we commented on, wow, there's a lot. That's actually.
So I asked how many people were there.
Yeah, but you were surprised at 2,500. Why would you be surprised? You saw it was a big theater.
Well, I'm just saying, 2,500. He's never had those numbers.
He had him last week at a special.
How many? 2,500 people.
Where?
The garden in the theater in the garden.
I know. I was so bummed that I pretended to be out of town.
Where was you? Where'd you do your special?
The cutting room.
The cutting room. How many people?
That's where it's gonna end up.
100.
How many?
180.
180 people. Yeah. That's good. That's a good crowd for a special.
No. And what do you call it? Did warm up?
Justin.
I don't care.
Justin Silva.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Silver.
Silva. What did I say?
Silva.
What's the difference?
An R.
He's got a fire.
Does.
This hat. I don't like
you
it.
You got a tag sticking out.
No, yeah. It stinks. Whatever. It looks perfect for your hat.
Are we done with Rose?
And actually, if that elf has a regular sized mouth. If,
oh my God. Can we please play the fucking gift game?
Wait, you want to leave?
No, I said this rose thorn.
Oh, so what? You're the only one that gets a rose thorn seed.
This rose thorn seed game is really.
You don't like the rose thorn.
It is the church of our Christmas.
All right, let's
go.
It
led to the fight video.
It led to a lot of comedy.
It's the thing where you go, you want to get out of here early?
What are you looking at your watch for? You got nowhere to go.
Good point.
All right, let's do one. Go ahead. Rose thorn me.
Oh, your rose was your son born this year? No. All right, well, let's start easy. Obviously, thorn, you lost a family member. That's hard. That's the thorn. Easy. Rose, did you... Dennis Leary, when was that? That was a while ago, right?
That'd be a thorn.
He's done it every year.
That's actually another thorn.
All right, I'm going to say, you had a big year. You had comics come home.
He's done that every year for the last five years.
Not even, yeah.
But this year, you closed it out.
I closed it out last year and the year before.
You got a new web series, Shed Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a rose.
Something.
That's more of a carnation.
Your Shed web series.
That'd be more like a carnation.
Oh, I know Rose.
Maybe a cookie.
I know Rose. Bushcraft Party Boys. We went out. Big success. It was great. That was fun. That was something.
Yeah. That's not a rose. What's the next one?
And then seed. Looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
He probably won't be here.
I hate this game.
Hate this game. This game stinks.
What's your seed? You do your seed.
Huh?
What's your seed?
I'm not doing my seed.
Yeah, why not?
Well, my new seed.
What's the thing you did this year that's going to really set things up for next year?
I'm
going to probably shoot a special this year.
That's a seed.
At the cutting room?
You're reshooting?
No, I'm going to have Luis Gomez presents Robert Kelly.
Luis J. Gomez. Hell yeah.
At the cutting room. Luis J. Gomez. Luis the Rattlesnake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we go to the presents now?
No, we got to do your rose thorn.
My rose was another
Joe
year
does it. You can't
friendship
do yours.
With you, gentlemen.
I know you have all fucking roses.
He's on TV shows. He's
now
funny.
What thorn do you have?
Great for you.
You have
cunt.
No thorns. Would you dump another hot chick and get another hot chick and replace her?
Stop it.
No, she dumped him.
I did. We're friends.
We're friends forever. I never. I'm
we
not
still
friends.
Have sex.
We still mess around if we see each other.
It's really just a sensual relationship.
You don't know what you're. Thorn. You have no thorns.
I mean, my mom got in a car accident this year. That sucked.
Was she okay?
Yeah.
What happened?
She got a dude died and behind the wheel and then blew through a light and T-boned her.
But what happened to her, though?
What happened
to her?
She
walked away like the T-800. My mom's a Terminator.
And then we got the joke.
That's the worst thing that happened. Yeah, I got it.
Your grandmother's house almost burned down.
Yeah, my grandma had to evacuate because of the fires.
But then she walked through the fire because she's also like a Terminator?
Yeah. She actually flew above them like Storm.
Yeah. And then you took all your millions and bought her a brand new house?
Million? No.
It's called Billions.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Billions.
Billions.
Pay scale.
Season 4 coming soon.
Millions.
That's the seed.
That's the seed. Season 4. We're filming season 4 of Billions.
Season 4.
That's great. That's awesome. And you're still in it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Still in it.
I just look for Lewis
that show
for approval
is a scary,
and get the worst look I've ever
gotten. I'll tell you, that show is a scary show.
Yeah,
people,
could be.
You get fucking douched.
I worry about it every episode by episode.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I pray for you to die. I'm on the Reddit for the Billions Reddit. I'm like, oh, I can't
Lewis, I'm going to need to talk to you away from these microphones because what you're saying right now is hurting me.
Lewis is the only friend that wants you to fail.
Lewis goes, did
no,
you fail?
No, I do too.
Voss is good. All right, Voss, what is Voss's?
I don't know Rich that well.
First of all, I'm not part of this part.
No, you are.
Yes,
you are part of it. You're either part of it or you're not.
I'm part of
and
it.
You're
we
part
want
of
to be
part
of he's, it. He's Rich Voss.
Becky. No.
You know what my seat is? Having Rich here for next year's Christmas special. That was really sweet.
That was nice. Him. I don't like it, though.
What is it? What is his thorn? What's his thorn?
See, I don't. We don't chat that much.
Yeah, I don't know him like that.
What's your thorn?
My thorn?
Yeah, what happened to you this year that was bad?
This year that was bad.
Your tour list?
No, I am.
Got him.
Oh. Wow.
The thing is, I think who calls it a tour list?
No, Lewis was just reacting like this he was year? On his phone. He's like, oh, got him.
I don't like that fucking 13-year-old millennial response.
What was bad
he
this
year? He stole that from a kid.
He goes, Pwned.
You know he took that from a kid. That's from a show.
He got Pwned,
Danny,
bro.
On Fortnite.
Danny, that's from a show.
Yeah, he's playing online video games. All he's doing is talking shit to 13-year-old
kids. That's on a movie. That's on a Disney movie.
No, Lewis is in headsets.
There was an 8-year-old talk shit to me on Fortnite, and he was like, yeah, that's why I'm going to fuck your girlfriend. He's talking to Kim because he was friends with Kim first. So then I found out that his dad and his mom were divorced, and I was like, I thought we were like busting balls. So I was like, yeah, your dad left because he couldn't stand being around you.
Oh.
And the kid literally got silent and then disconnected.
Oh.
And I've never talked to this kid again.
What the fuck?
Lewis, fucking don't come after him online. What's up, dude? I get it. Fucking send that kid the way he came.
Don't come at me, bitch.
Yeah, don't step to a real ass dude unless you want a real ass answer.
Yeah. Put it on the coaster. Alright, so what is your thorn?
Probably this year, anxiety. My anxiety was my thorn this
really?
Year.
Really?
Yeah,
isn't that
bad.
Your thorn every year?
No, this year was I didn't like it too.
It was really bad?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your
that was my thorn last year.
Was it?
Yeah, I did better this year.
What's your rose?
Well, I mean, I bought my own couch bed to sleep downstairs.
That's Bonnie's rose.
Wow. That's all three. Yeah.
That's a layered one.
No, I shot an hour this year. That could be.
I know. I that guess. Looks good, too.
Yeah.
That looks good. All right. So
don't I have three things?
No, you didn't.
Black seed.
Oh, my seed?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I'm not used to this. I've never been here.
You get so excited.
Right, yeah, we know.
What's your seed?
We know Ant's boyfriend.
A what?
He's, I don't know. Give me the
I got it.
Where is it?
I had trouble understanding.
Ant's boyfriend. When your aunt's boyfriend is there for the holidays, you don't know him. He's not really a relative.
Thank you,
I think you meant Ant the comedian.
Yeah, I thought you meant Ant too. Yeah.
I think why
Ant,
would I make a reference to Ant the comedian?
I thought you meant Ant.
Listen, I fucked it up.
Well, the word is aunt. I fucking don't understand. It's a U in there.
No, no one says aunt.
Bobby, aunt. What do you say?
I say aunt.
Yeah. Thank you.
You guys are from Massachusetts.
Yeah, where we fucking pronounce
words.
We
say shit right.
Where the country started.
Yeah.
Where the pilgrims land.
Yeah, we had the first idea.
They stopped before they got there.
Fuck it.
Whatever. We
New England
showed up.
Garbage.
All right, what's your seed? And murdered everybody. We're cool.
What's that?
What's your seed?
What's for next year?
Yeah.
Looking forward to. Looking forward.
What am I looking forward to? To buying a new house next year.
You're going to move out of the townhouse and get a house?
Well, no, I might either get a 3-bedroom townhouse or a house.
Why don't you get a house?
Because I don't want to deal with it. That's why. That's what's good about condo. We have people like Lewis to do all the yard shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
real
brownie.
Ass. We got real ass yard workers.
I think you mean Luis.
And there's a pool that we don't have to fucking clean. You know what I'm saying?
But you're attached to somebody else's wall.
It doesn't matter. What the fuck?
They can hear you.
Who cares?
I do. You can't play drums. You can't fucking
I don't
scream.
Play drums. We do scream.
I like,
we
you can't scream? Are you nine?
You can scream and play
what
drums.
What are all your reasons to live by yourself? You go, you can't eat candy super late?
Well, not all of us don't fight with girls. Some guys fight with their girls.
Yeah,
unlike you who just walk away and never talk to them.
That's not true at all.
That
I
is
give
true.
A sensual
We should make
release.
Love one more time.
A sensual release back into the wild. We do a tantric thing. It's very erotic.
Houses are too much of a headache. But I saw a beautiful one.
I
want to show it to you?
No.
No.
Not now. But I will see it later because I almost moved this week. I almost bought a house in South Salem up by Verzi on a lake. Fucking beautiful house.
What
I still
happened?
Might get it. I still might get
and sell yours?
That fucking extra half hour where Verzi lives, because I had to call Verzi and be
like,
dude.
Verzi doesn't work in New York, really, so.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't come down as much as
I remember one time I just convinced Bobby that Verzi owned, like, 10 Taco Bell franchises. We're on the road one time, and I was like, yeah, Verzi's not a full-time comic. He owns a bunch of Taco Bell franchises.
Bobby, that's okay, really that makes funny. Sense. Okay. Bobby Bill. Oh, dude, that's great. Dude, how long did you build it for?
I thought they owned like a lot of money.
That's something you could convince me of easily, right? And then I would tell it to somebody confidently where I go, you know, Verzi owns like 10 Taco Bells.
Well, also, why would, who fucking lies about that? I would believe it because I'd be like, oh, okay, sure.
Cool.
It's not like a thing where I'm like, what?
No, the guy who
I am, I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Right. I mean, it's crazy, but it's also, I would just go, oh, wow, that's nice.
It was just a little lie for fun for me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You don't just tell absolute, complete fabrication sometimes just
yes,
for...
Yeah, but I like this. Cute,
I like how
that.
Specific. You're like, 10 franchise Taco Bells, and Bobby's driving going like this. It's a lot of work. But, you know.
I want Taco Bell now. Yeah.
Worth it. Worth it.
Worth it.
I bet the returns are pretty good after 3 months, then.
He's got a big house. The big yard explains it.
What'd you call Deepu, then?
What's his wife do?
Okay,
let's go. Move on.
You can't ask questions. You've done that twice. You've asked a question and then someone goes and you go,
I thought about it. I didn't really care twice.
That's Voss's new bit. It's like, hey, where are you from? Who gives a fuck? Let's go. Hey, that's what do you do for a living? I don't care. Let's go.
That's what I do. That's bad crowd work guy.
What do you got, Joe? What's yours, Thorn? And
Thorn was listening to Nate Bargatze's expectations of what happens when you do Netflix, the stand-ups. He's like, I mean, you're going to be... I sell out. I make 25 grand a day. You're going to just buy a house now. That way you don't have to worry about it. And then
he
added 180 Instagram followers.
He tried to get Lewis to go to L.A. Yeah. So tried to sell him on that. I mean, imagine
then
that.
Then that cunt moved to Tennessee a year later.
You
not
been
even.
Fucked.
Yeah.
You would have been fucked in L.A. by yourself.
Bad person.
And then he sells you
he
on
he goes,
this.
Oh, Joe, buy a house. And you can,
I could
he's
tell
my
a little
son's
bit too.
Godfather. Has met him twice, ever. He comes to the city, he'll stay in Midtown, just like, literally. He's like a rich aunt.
Thank you.
But he doesn't do any of the cool rich aunt things.
He's like, come by the hotel, maybe I'll come down and touch the child.
Nigga doesn't buy shit, doesn't
he
say
doesn't
anything.
Get the kid
no, oh. He's a terrible godfather.
Oh, dude, Nate's a deadbeat goddamn.
Deadbeat goddamn. Deadbeat goddamn. He's fucking, he's like, that's just one of his bits. I'm just a bit deadbeat goddamn. That's his, here's your sign.
I mean, so that was definitely disappointing. And then I could tell, too, because I called Soder, because he did the stand-up still, and I'm like, hey, so this is crazy, huh? You fucking blow up, and Dan's like, Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a bump. Like, I got a bump. But I remember being like, that sounds different than what Nate said. But I was like, maybe he's being humble.
The worst
Dan?
Is Nate calling me and being like, this is crazy, right? And I'm like, yeah. Fucking nuts.
Why did he blow up?
Right now. I'm getting blown by three Dominican women right now. Yeah, I mean, I'm just swimming in a pool of money like Scrooge McDuck. We have the same agent, and my agent was like, yeah, you know, he's episode one. You're episode six. He's like, people read
but
chapter
also,
one of the book.
He's a killer. He had a lot of stuff going on, too.
He's
like,
crystal clean.
And he's also done like
20 Tonight Shows.
But amazing
stop,
Tonight Show.
One second, too. He pays around $2,500 to $3,000 a month for an ad agency publicist to promote him.
Yeah.
So if you pay that, I figured this out.
I make
a lot
that.
A lot of people. A lot of
month.
A lot of people.
If I hustle.
If you look, a lot of people that made it hired a publicist for around $3,000 a month, and they kept him on for a couple of years, and they get you in everything.
Yeah.
They get you in everything, and they get you in the door, and they get all this press for you, and they get you shit. And now with Nate's little videos he puts out, he's popping. If you did that, Joe, you'd have the same thing.
But I also think it's, I mean, it was.
No, Nate's
Nate
funny.
Was the, Nate is super funny.
No, that too. I'm
funniest.
Not saying he's not funny.
But don't give him false hope.
But I'm saying.
Why?
But Nate.
It's Christmas. Pay $3,000.
But I think Nate. Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
If there's one the, time a year, and he's going to give me some hope.
Have you seen Scrooge?
If you pay $3,000.
Vosco's, give it to me. I know a guy that'll teach you how to sell CDs out of your shows.
All you gotta do is boost your Facebook post.
Just do that.
Don't put too many words in the thing.
I stomped that. Go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, Nate's excitement, I think it was because that is the thing that moved Nate ahead.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, it'll move everyone ahead.
Well, hold on. Also, guys, what you guys are failing to recognize, it's a combination of all those things.
Yes, exactly.
Nate is the only person here who represents middle America, yep. who represents everybody around this fucking country. You guys.
No, we say racial slurs all the time.
No, I'm saying that when people, like, this is why Roseanne got so big even before that shit happened. Like, it was like people saw. They're not represented. That side of it, you know, it's
just
not.
Yeah, but he doesn't offend anybody. But he's hilarious. Just not offending, though, but yeah. If you watch his bits, they're fucking hilarious, and they don't offend.
It's his delivery, too.
Everybody can watch them at work, no, volume not everybody, up loud.
Not his godson.
Oh, I was going to bring that back. Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, look, clean is money.
But it was funny to watch.
Just a fact. Nate, the cleaner you are, the more money you make. That's what Gary Gumman, when he met Leno, he's in the middle of the commercial, he's like, I really, I'm clean because of
but
you.
But it's not just any clean comedian
and
does
and he
it.
Goes like this, he goes, I'm clean for the money. I don't give a fuck about that.
Who said that, Leno?
Leno said, you make more fucking money clean.
Yeah, he said, get out of my face, kike.
Oh, yeah, that was
Jesus.
Rough. But it's funny to know Nate.
You thought I didn't have it.
What, a kike now? Well, that's
Leno's not even. Oh, okay, go ahead.
He said that. Not,
no,
not,
Leno,
not
Leno said Leno. Leno said that.
I love that I got to tell Voss that Leno really didn't say that.
Hey, what's this that
guy,
great set?
That's
the
guy who lied about
either.
Taco Bell.
No, go ahead.
What? So you're Thorn.
Yeah, that's Thorn. Rose.
My God, this is taking forever.
We're stopping with jokes.
Crazy,
there's a lot of jokes,
though.
You fuckhead.
Gifts right
your
now.
Your mustache stinks.
Yep.
Pour some milk on it. The cattle lick it off.
Yep, this is great.
Why? It's like thread.
Well, stop it. Stinks. You're fucking going down a hill. Stop.
You could try to
Am I pushing it down the hill?
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? Just let
Joe,
the mustache.
Joe, we were out. We were moving. He came back for his mustache.
Fright Night and Mike Suarez really stepping it up on the laughs. I really appreciate it, guys.
Go
you're
ahead.
Both great. I hope
come
you
on,
kiss.
Fright Night. That's his new. I love that he's got a new nickname, Fright Night.
Who is Fright Night, by the way? He's very handsome. He's
going to help out with the network.
He's gonna take some photos for Bobby.
He's a comic. Yeah,
fart?
He does a bunch of stuff.
No, my back.
Oh, I thought you ripped ass.
Your back
like
hurts.
Ducking.
I'm sorry, I have a herniated disc.
Oh, here
is that your
we
new
go.
Album? How come that?
That's his next album.
That's a good fucking name.
Herniated disc, but it's not really a disc.
All right, what's your seed?
My seed is all over my stomach.
Shavo.
Is that for me?
What's your seed? No, that's not your laugh. He snuck him a laugh.
I snuck him a little kiss.
You have to watch it.
I have to give it a little kiss. Laugh kiss.
My seed is, my marriage is just going terrific. You know, my wife and I, we're getting along.
Lewis's seed is not wanted by Nate Bergatze. Mm-hmm. Wow.
There we go.
Why would I say that?
Well, why would I say it? Seed?
I've never seen you like this.
James?
What happened?
I've seen him like this quite a bit.
I've never seen him.
Oh, Lewis, boss is going to rattle you.
No, I'm just saying, James, you're always on top. You're always fucking.
Yeah,
I'm never
to
on top. Yeah. Yeah. Murder people. Yeah. Listen, the seed, it didn't know because it's Nate. Okay.
I love you. Let's just.
Yeah, but why would Nate want his seed?
Whatever Lewis just ate, he's so fucking basted right now.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your seed? I'm sorry.
I already said my seed. My wife. We have a great relationship. It's
your
lovely.
Your seed is your wife?
Your
wife of 7 years?
We've been married for a year.
You've been with her
what's
forever.
What's that noise?
It's outside.
That's like a video.
What
play.
Is that?
Oh shit. Audio. Everybody shouldn't check audio. Their phone.
Yeah, turn that
whose
off.
Whose phone is that?
Mine's on airplane mode.
Whose fucking phone is it? Show me.
And my rose, maybe you guys saw this. Maybe you heard about it. Little thing called Standing O in the Tonight Show.
Everybody gets one.
What do you mean? Name
everybody
the people that
gets
got them.
I got one.
Bonnie.
I got one.
They didn't show it on air. I didn't see it.
I got it when I came out.
Oh, that doesn't
they didn't
count.
Like me by the end.
Yeah, they were all trying to stand up to make room for you to get in the room.
That wasn't bad.
Not bad.
Right. Not bad.
Twice.
Not bad.
But it was, you know what, though?
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
They don't like me. That's
you
why.
You trying to take a writing class?
Lewis, he's practicing in the mirror. And he goes, they're making room for you. Come on.
All right. So we're done with it, right?
Fuck me.
No. Becky didn't go. Mike didn't go.
We cannot.
No. I love Becky and Mike.
I
swear to fucking God, if you pull them into this game, I will.
Oh, God. I can't. I can't do it. I got an eye headache.
So much comedy came from this. The game, don't you see? The game is just a through line.
You want an apple? What?
I just made a horrible joke.
What did you say?
He said, I have an eye headache. And I said, is that by Apple?
Oh, I like that. That's the best
thing
you got.
That is not good.
No, you should do more puns.
I don't know if I, listen.
That's
wait
good.
A second. I don't. I think I like that.
That's
joke.
Good. Don't.
That joke is good.
You don't like.
I have an eye headache, and he goes, "Is that by Apple?"
You get it.
If he was
phone.
If he was more confident and
what
faster, and what
happened?
Is fucked up?
It was a beat.
Let's try
what?
It one more time. I'm gonna say it again.
Yeah,
and do
yeah.
it. Do it better than wait.
Yeah,
just try.
Yeah.
Let's go. So, dude, I got an eye headache.
Samsung.
What? Oh. Anyways, what are you on about?
My back.
All right, so here
you
we go.
Apple's making products, ladies' products now, for when they have their period. The iPad.
I don't like Joe wow. anymore.
Yeah. That's my thorn.
Maybe 4,000 on the publicist.
This is why.
All right, let's get to the gifts, huh, guys?
All right, let's do the gifts. All right, we need.
Hey, do we have numbers in a hat?
Yeah, we got to put numbers in a hat. Numbers in a hat.
Do we have
numbers in a hat? Numbers in a hat.
I think we would have had that already.
Numbers in a hat. Numbers in a hat. Numbers in a hat.
Becky.
Numbers in a hat.
Numbers
in a hat. Numbers in a hat. Numbers in a hat.
Well, they're better than that one.
Numbers in a hat.
Muffled around.
Numbers in a hat.
No, because they'll come out. You can see them.
We're gonna start the thing.
Oh, it's fine.
Everyone, be cool.
You guys didn't do the numbers?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, are you, 7, Zach,
yeah,
8.
I think he brought some too.
Who?
Yeah, Fright Night?
Fright Night brought one.
Fright Night, not Fight Night, the video game made by EA Sports, which was a lot of fun. One of my favorite franchises.
There's 10 of us?
Fright Night was a great movie.
I didn't see it.
Fight Night.
I love
EA
that too.
EA Sports boxing game.
Great show.
It was a video
game. Awesome video game.
What are we doing? This is dead air. Come on. Keep it going. Keep it cooking. Lewis, you suck.
Are you fucking watching?
Soda, you got a big head.
Are we watching?
Sorry.
Are you watching Escape from wherever they were in upstate New York?
Are you chewing on trees?
Is that a cinnamon stick?
What the fuck are you chewing on?
What are you chewing on?
This is
your original toothbrush?
This is what Jamaicans... That's what Jamaicans use to brush it. So when you don't want to smoke or whatever. You never seen these?
You'd be like, I sold this thing to a dumb guy for $10. He'd be a fucking chewing on it. I'd be like, if you chew on it, you don't want to smoke. This guy look like a lumberjack vato.
Go to Nubian.
No, we're not. Why are you chewing on a sticky dum-dum?
Because this guy sold it to me in the park.
Why?
You know, there'd be a real retard walking around buying trees from you.
Woo, boy.
You can't say retard.
Yeah, I mean, in a voice you can.
Fold these up.
Oh, you can. It's voice law, dude.
Nah, Lewis will cheat.
What?
Lewis will cheat.
That's my, I brought that.
No, I'm not trying to be mean. You're going to cheat.
I got to pee. Can I pee?
What?
Dude, you remember the last time we did this? I was coming off drugs and I pissed like 30 times.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Terrible.
That was crazy.
Fucking eat up.
Yeah, I was on, I think it was cut with me.
Whatever happened to that gigantic, disgusting pig animal porn star that you brought in here that attacked me when I was on the show? Did she die of AIDS yet?
No, she actually goes on Jim and Sam show a lot.
She goes on Jim and Sam show a lot still? No, they would never have her on.
What's her name?
They have them on.
They're friends with her. I forget
her
name.
They're not really friends with her.
Well, whatever it is.
They have like a fucking piggy, disgusting porn star on there because I get how it's kind of funny to like have her there to mock.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Joe, you called her a hooker. And she
said
something, and then she got mad at me, and then I was nervous. I don't like to hurt people's feelings because I care about people.
Real. And I
don't like confrontation.
Friends.
And then you're a wonderful friend who just quintupled down on it. She was like, "What'd you call me?" And then you were like, "You fucking mad!" And then it went
no, that's
it.
Not what I said. I was like, "Oh, well, I mean, you sell sex for money. I mean, why?" He's not being crazy. He's not. It's not a reach to say that you're a hooker.
Yeah, Lewis actually Ben Shapiro'd her about. He was like, "No, you're actually. This is what you do for work." And blah,
it is
blah,
what it
blah,
is.
Blah.
But I wasn't being disrespectful. I was legitimately saying, like, I was explaining your
right
perspective. I was just saying, like, why you would make that statement. And she just got fucking crazy ghetto, and got in my face, and yeah, that was that.
That was a big video, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a video. Yeah,
it went viral.
Okay,
I mean,
now before we do this, we have enough numbers in here, correct? Because last year we didn't have enough numbers. Am I right?
Yeah, well, that's because Mary Jean put herself in there. Didn't give anything.
Okay, so you're gonna have to go around. Should I pick first?
No, you pick whatever you want. It's your show.
What do you think? Should I pick first? I'll pick first.
It's my and your show, so whatever.
What?
I'm saying, like,
all right, I'll pick first.
All right, keep it a secret though. Everyone, keep your number a secret.
Why?
Because that's part of the thing.
That's part of the thing.
Okay, Liz is on her way.
You want number one, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Number one's the best. Number 10 is the second best. Number 2 is the worst number.
Fuck. There's a big white bag back there.
Can I go again?
Bobby's acting.
I'm not acting.
No, no, we are not going again.
Fucking billions.
We're not going again.
It's SAG after it.
All right, fucking mammoth.
Did you put a line on 6 or 9 so we don't have a confusion?
I read them differently.
Okay. Which one's which?
She'll know.
All right, don't yell at me, Becky.
You're acting.
It's the holiday season.
I can see you're acting.
I feel like you're upset.
Season 2 acting.
This is season 3 acting, ready?
Yeah.
Why did it get freezing in here?
We I don't know. It's a fucking pre-war building.
Feels like the door is open.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No way.
Lewis got 2.
Lewis got 1.
No.
Other guests here.
Fuck.
That's Liz.
Can we go
Don't worry
again?
About it, Beck. Other guests here.
Pick again.
I'm not picking.
Pick again.
All right, Joe, so Zach, you got Zach?
Yeah.
You got yours?
Fuck this game. What about Liz?
Okay. Fuck everyone.
Liz don't have a present.
Fuck everyone.
Liz don't got no present.
You got a number? You got 1, didn't you?
No, I got the worst number you can get.
What'd you get, 2?
No, the devil's number.
6? 666?
Hey,
6 isn't
El
bad.
Diablo.
All right, who's next?
Bad number.
All right, who is number 1?
Don't show your number.
What am I supposed to say?
Don't show your number.
Who is number 1?
Who? You got your number, Becky?
Right, who's number 1?
No, she's not in it. Liz isn't in it.
Yes, she is.
Did you get a present?
Yes.
You did?
Did we have count to count the number now.
Your present is presents enough.
All right, Liz, everybody.
Liz is here.
The second
Liz is here. Oh, dude.
I don't even know.
You only get one.
That's from when you did my show.
Hey, remember?
Lewis, when you did my show.
Do you guys remember? Bobby.
Don't open it now.
Bobby, do you remember the American rattlesnake, the real nice dude?
Yeah.
I really like that you've kept this tradition going.
I like
Good job keeping the tradition,
Joe. All right, so who got number 1? Let's get it going.
Why don't we do this every week?
And I've been a real nice guy.
I told you we should bring Rich in on this.
All right, let's go. Okay,
who's number 1?
Who goes first? Who has number 1?
Number 1.
Raise number 1.
Lewis, are you faking?
You got it, you fuck.
No, Becky.
Fuck you, Becky. You got it?
That's fucked.
She doesn't do anything.
But are you mad?
That's crazy.
Her jumping up and down right now was enough.
You get Becky. Becky, I didn't see that. Jesus Christ, Becky. You get.
Can you get excited again?
Oh my God, what's that?
Those gifts?
I don't know. Yeah. Listen, okay, pick your gift.
Should we explain how Yankee Swap works really quick for people?
Joe, explain it.
So. Everyone's got a number.
Yep.
Whoever picks first opens their gift. Yep. That's their gift.
Okay.
The person that goes second gets their gift, or they have the option to take number 1.
Right.
So on and so forth.
So number 6 can take any of the 5 gifts.
The first 5 gifts, yes. However, 7, 8, 9, 10 can take one of the 6's gift also, so you can get fucked. But at the end, number 1 gets to go again, picks the final gift. So Becky has the best number.
Oh, okay. She gets to pick the gift she wants at the end of the night.
She gets to pick the gift she wants at the end of the night. Is this blocking the camera, any of this?
No,
okay, great.
It's blocking half of you.
I just want to say this is so exciting.
Okay, let's go. What gift are you going
to
pick?
It's just so great to be back.
What gift are you going
to
pick?
So great to be back.
Oh, this one.
All right, pick it up.
That's
from who? That's from Dan. That's a double gift.
Yeah. Just the fact that Dan touched it is enough.
Walkie talkies.
That's all that's in there?
No way, man. And a Stretch Armstrong.
Whoa.
We're not kids.
It looks like soda a little bit.
Yeah, it's a Dan so Soder cool. Stretch Armstrong.
What are the walkie talkies for?
Oh, look at that.
For you and a friend to have fun with walkie talkies?
Fucking have like
birds. Why wouldn't you have walkie talkies?
So you guys can have fun.
I'm really hoping to get them back so Becky Owen and I can talk while we lay in bed.
You guys can take shits?
Yeah, I got it.
That's great. All right, Lewis, you're up.
All right, Lewis is up. You're 2, right?
Good pick, Becky.
Yeah, Lewis sucks.
Lewis sucks. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Jean.
All right. Ooh, what's that? Who's that from?
That's from me. I brought that.
You brought that, okay.
You suck dick.
No, it's not. I don't suck dick unless you want me to.
You should have picked mine.
Is my gift over there? No.
What is it?
What is it?
Cigar.
Nice cigar. The judge.
Nice cigar.
That's a great cigar.
Now read the inscription on the gift card.
Hey, Lewis.
Tuesday's $25 gift card to Chipotle.
Can I say something?
What's the envelope say, though?
The envelope? What's the envelope?
The fucking card. The thing the card came in.
The card. I love Tuesdays with stories.
That's it. You read it.
Yeah, they gave that from a fan sent that. Hang on. Read it.
To Mark from Susan, value is $25 for the laughs, best spot on earth.
And I gave him that cigar.
That's nice.
I gave him that cigar.
You piece of shit.
Re-gifting.
Yeah. You're a piece
of shit. $25 gift card.
You can't
Mark.
Re-gift, but actually pretty good. $25 Chipotle gift card and a decent cigar.
That's a really good cigar.
The best cigar.
I gave you that.
You gave it to him.
Well, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. You asked. You said, dude, I'm going away. I need some cigars. Bring me in. I brought that for you.
Now a fan gave it to me. It is a re-gift, but not from you.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Who's next? Who's three?
That's like a $50 value. Hold on.
Becky gets to choose if she wants to keep her gift or take mine.
No, she chooses at the end.
No, she doesn't.
She does it at the end.
You get to choose if you want hers.
At the end.
Oh, I get to choose if I want hers.
If you want to stretch your arms so you're walking.
You get gifts for your children.
All right, here we go. I have Aaron Berg in your house all day long.
Nothing.
All right, I'm three.
Those are good gifts.
I'm three.
They're not good.
Those are good gifts.
Okay, I got to pick, right?
I bet your gift's stupid.
That's Liz.
But can I know who it's from?
I bet your gift is stupid.
Can I know? Can I ask who the gifts are from?
Yes.
All right, so this is from Liz.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is from Lewis.
And that one's from Susan and Rishi.
Now, by the way, I have also... I notoriously bring the best gifts every year.
I'm going to take...
It's a pretty good gift. It's a pretty good gift. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Lewis has had probably the best
gifts. I bring gifts.
He throws heat. He throws heat.
Can I just say something? Lewis, we should have Deepu do this once a year because he's... brought the worst gifts ever.
I got
Taco Bell tacos.
It. I
but
got
they were
it.
Great.
Deepu had the single best gift ever.
One way
bus ticket to Baltimore.
The next day. The best gift ever. So Deepu, we should have him next year.
He was a cunt, but you know.
Yeah, he was a cunt. I'm going to go.
Hold on, you're not on mic. Pick up the mic.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's your show.
I know.
Pick up mic.
Some of the people like you.
You go to the gym a bunch first.
I'm going to go with Lewis.
I can tell that's liquor.
Let's see you.
I'm gonna go with
Liz's. It's liquor. All right, go with Liz. What dummy?
Wow. I'm not gonna be pressured into you.
Good.
I'm gonna be pressured.
No, you can't do that. No, fuck you.
Did he open it? Did he open it?
Fuck you. Oh, fuck me.
What is it?
Oh, this has got to
go. Ray Allen's head.
Yay.
Hey, buddy, come down. We're going to put your wife on, but we're not going to air anything you do.
I know.
But we love Bonnie. Bonnie's great. We're going to bring her to Aruba. This is the fucking worst.
It's so bad. Worst. I love it. What is it? Acapulco?
Alpaca planter. Yeah.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Nice. Yeah. You have a yard.
That's good.
That is a 100% re-gift.
I mean, that would look great on the walkway up to the shed.
Oh, that'll.
I'm changing with fucking Lewis.
Oh.
I'm changing, yes.
Yeah.
Lewis, there you go, baby. Give me that fucking cigar back.
If I go home with this, I'm breaking it in the street.
No, come on, dude.
I mean, I'm going to throw it on the steps of the
garden. It's good for the garden. Gas Digital.
Read the card out loud again.
Gas Digital.
Mark, to Mark from Susan. Tuesday's with Story! Thanks for the laughs. Best pod on earth.
Besides agree more.
YKWD. That's great. Okay, who's next? Four.
I'm four.
Mike Suarez.
Mike Suarez.
Come on, Mikey. Go, Mikey. Go get him, buddy.
Here we go. Stop looking at your watch. What are you going?
I got to meet somebody.
Who?
Who?
God, what the?
Who do
you
got to
meet? You have nobody.
Rich is cheating.
Rich is cheating. Rich
Gary
is
Gary Goldman.
He's not here.
Oh,
he's not.
All right, what are you going to do? What are you picking?
What is this? Is this a gift?
It's actually a seven, apparently.
All right, so.
Who's got
who's
four?
I'm four.
Fright Night. Why wouldn't you say anything?
Which one do you want?
I'm not on the show.
Just which one?
Lewis's gift.
This one.
I brought a. I got a great gift.
That's you guys heavy.
Are fools.
I fucked up.
You guys are fools.
I
had a great gift.
You're fools. I would say. I mean, open whichever one first. There's two gifts there.
I fucked up. What is it? Mike, sit down. You're in the way.
Bring like a big cup of ice.
What is it?
Okay, so this is the Auto Blow 2. It is the world's...
Why didn't I pick that?
The world's first blowjob machine. It's not just a regular sex where you got to jerk yourself off. It's not that. What it is, it actually has multiple motors that recreates a blowjob better than a woman can suck your fucking dick. Hands free,
dude.
You lay back and it just sucks your fucking
dude, I will
cock.
Fucking take this and this and a 50.
Don't.
Yeah. And Lewis will come and clean it up after.
It's $200.
Why did
what
I take that?
How do you
cook? And then,
what do you do after
and
you
that's
blow
not
your
all.
Load in it?
Oh, that's not all. Ladies and gentlemen,
you call your wife in the room and go, clean this up.
Also, to come with that, there is 28 Blue Chew pills.
I got
to accentuate your sex. Hey,
why did you get bullied
the
out?
Biggest boner you could ever fucking have. Fuck your chick better than you could. Or fuck, you know what? Screw your chick. Use the Blue Chew. Let the auto blow to suck your cock dry over and over and over. You don't even have to talk to your chick.
Did he just whisper a joke?
No. Oh, I didn't want to say it on air.
Okay.
He pressured you into not taking that gift.
I wanted you to take the gift.
I didn't do it.
Voss got bullied you out of it.
No, I just said it's probably alcohol. He's not even part of the show.
Dude, it's so funny when you don't get what you want, you get me.
I want the blowjob. I deserve the blowjob.
Not to mention, he's the most attractive guy. He can get his own
blowjob. Yeah, he can get his dick sucked.
And the blue juice.
Except for that laugh.
And I'm the only one that needs those pills in this room. So
the blue juice are fucking retarded. They're so good.
I'm so mad.
It makes you feel like your dick is 9 inches long. It's fucking unbelievable.
This is the fucking thorn right here. This is my thorn.
I like it.
Bobby,
you're visibly
angry. I never get a good gift.
What number was
you?
Bobby,
suck at
I'll
this
blow
game.
You.
Okay. Five.
But he doesn't.
Five.
Hold on. He doesn't get to keep.
Wait a minute! I got an ace in the hole, baby.
Oh yeah.
Number five.
Liz is gonna be your
best friend.
She's gonna be your blowjob machine,
dude. If Liz,
he's gonna give you that alpaca.
Liz, please grab that alpaca and give it to Louis or Bobby.
What is that?
Oh, really, Mark?
No, it's full of a bunch of stuff.
Oh God.
What is it?
Voss.
What is that?
Cologne
sample.
This is all you.
Is that your? You brought your fucking album?
No, shirt. And
Athlete's foot. Wait.
Is that your fucking sundries kit?
This is so good. I can't sundries. Wait. Do you like this? Is this your size?
Ah.
Yeah, it is.
He's trading it up. Bob Kelly, that's what he wants.
Oh, for now.
It'd be funny if Liz just.
For now.
Liz is going to suck on her clip with that.
You better hope to God that I don't feel like a beach tonight.
I can't wait to take that home. Max will be playing with it tomorrow.
Robot beach.
You're sticking his arm in it.
You kidding me? Vecchione's going to see it.
One mouth sleeve.
Vecchione's going to see it in the fucking dishwasher.
There's no way you're getting that.
Oh, is there?
Come on, you fuck. You have everything.
I don't have everything.
You didn't even have a fucking thorn this year.
Yes, I did.
Becky,
no, you didn't. You had no thorns. You had all roses and seeds.
It's not true at all, but I'll take
that. We all had fucking thorns.
Bobby?
I had double. My father's gone.
It's great to see where you go for what you are.
He goes,
dude, I'm fucking, I'm dying.
What? I just got diagnosed.
How sad is Fright Night, though? He has a Vox shirt and a CD. Look, he's fucking bummed like a...
Yeah.
All right, who's next? This is terrible.
What number are we up to?
Must be Becky.
Six.
Six.
Oh, me.
Becky. Oh, you're six?
Yeah, six. What do you want? Which one? Here we go. They're all right here.
This looks like we brought a homeless guy in for Christmas.
Is that a present?
We go, hey, buddy, you want to get off that park bench? You want a gift?
That's for
this is Gary Veeder.
Wow, that looks great.
What is that?
I don't know.
But you have a car, don't you?
I don't know. Are you going to take that or not?
Should I not? No.
I would take it. He's going to take it because it's the biggest one. That's why he took it.
I know what I want anyhow.
You take mine. Feel this. This is the shit.
The box.
Before you take that, feel this.
That box is cool as shit.
Feel that.
That box is cool as shit.
The box is the shit, but it might be a disguise. Feel mine. Feel that.
But that's
the
feel,
shit.
Feel,
no, no. You taking
feel,
that?
Feel, feel.
Are you taking
feel,
it?
Feel, feel,
are you going to take mine? That's mine.
Oh, it's a.
No, you don't.
You got it. All right.
That's his.
That's
your pick. And you should have this in your old age. Just to help you with your anxiety.
What is it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, a painting set.
It's a painting set. You can take that out.
Why does everyone suck so much dick this year?
Oh, my God! No!
I'm giving you this for you.
Dude. Wait, no. You don't own that yet.
You can't own this. You don't own this yet.
You don't own that yet.
You don't own that yet. Dan's get to go.
He wants those fucking blue chews so bad, Voss.
I'm going to give them to you no matter what.
Oh, really?
Yes, obviously.
Let's trade back. Somehow those pills are
going to...
Suarez, you're next.
Right, here we go.
Yeah, this is the 7, by the way. It's just... I have no idea what it was. So.
All right. Well, shut up.
Yeah, good bit.
good bit,
Suarez.
Take the headphones off, you fucking monkey.
Hold on. We got to do play-by-play or something. This is like some dead air.
So Rich Voss got watercolors. What'd you get, a paint set?
That's a paint set for his daughter. Okay, Mike took the big one. Motherfucker.
For my mother.
Oh, what is this?
Here we go.
Here it goes. Where's Becky?
He's opening a big giant box.
It's a dead dog.
What's Whoa, look at this thing.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
Fuck. Oh, it wasn't wrapped. Is this what it was?
What?
What is it?
Move.
It's a big heavyweight
Muhammad
champion.
Muhammad Ali book bag. I love that.
And it comes with gloves, too.
Oh, that's all I want.
Where's Becky?
Wow.
Where's Becky?
I think she went downstairs to get
it. It would get taken anyhow.
It's from that kid.
I
wait,
want that.
Friday Night?
That's
Friday
from you?
Night. That's cool.
What the fuck?
It's designed.
You designed that?
Yeah.
Wow, and the backpack is shake-proof. If you shake, it'll keep your soda still.
That's fucking
Or your
great.
Baby.
That's
or your
great,
baby.
That's a great joke.
Thanks,
dude,
buddy.
You designed that?
That's a great joke, Joe.
That's amazing. That's like a great gift.
Wow.
I want
Who got
it so
that
bad.
Gift?
Suarez.
I want that.
You want all of them.
Much. I want things.
Wait,
I had a bad fucking seed year.
No, you
no, thorns. Thorns.
You sell those?
I had a bad thorn. I had a lot of thorns.
Wow.
All right, who's next?
Oh,
who's number eight?
Zachy.
Who's next? Zach's next.
Zach Attack.
You talked me out of that fucking gift.
I did.
This one?
I
you
did.
Want this one?
It's a great gift.
Pass this action
you
figure.
You want this? There you go. Man. I don't know what that is.
That's an action figure.
Zach trying to play it cool.
What is that?
A picture of a mountain or something?
What's on the back?
Yo. Yikes. Oh, no. That's a picture by Becky. She actually made this. She took this picture and framed it herself.
Oh, wow. But what's in
yeah,
the...
It's really
how
cool.
do you hang it up?
That's how you hang it.
You put it in there.
Yeah.
You just...
Oh, I like that. That's pretty
yeah,
nice.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
nice.
That's
yeah.
very nice.
Well, you guys all found out that she took the picture, you yeah. phonies. Oh, yeah. I changed. You can, by the way, if you rewind this podcast, you can hear me change midstream. I go, yes. What the fuck is that? Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Fucking
Take
Zach.
Take that gay picture, faggot. I am going to open the one with the Santas. I'm nine.
Shouldn't we wait? Oh, we got to wait. Oh, you're nine. So so who's 10?
Becky's one.
So there's only nine.
No, it's 10.
It's 10. Who's 10?
I haven't gone yet. Thank you.
I forgot.
Are you fucking
eight?
Carrying the show for half a decade.
I forgot you. I forgot you were here.
Oh,
what number are you?
Wait, what number do you think I am?
I'm nine.
He's 10.
Well, what the fuck? Are you serious?
You guys are fucking morons.
That's embarrassing.
Let me get this. No, the other one.
The you CD. Want that one?
That's a boss.
It doesn't matter what he's getting. You're going to open it up and fucking get that. You get now. You have a choice, though. Do you get that backpack or you take the blowjob?
He's going to take the backpack, but.
I don't think
you don't
so.
Know that.
It's
you don't
for want me, so I know so. That.
Play video.
Play video.
Whoa, what are you porn?
Stop.
It's a Cameo video?
Cameo is the website where you can book personalized shout-outs from your favorite people. Use this gift to get a shout-out from a football player, ex-WWE wrestler, a drag queen, or this cat if you're a faggot. Or maybe a humorous message from one of the many comedians on Cameo. Like this dirty old lady. Or this fucker. Or Chris DiStefano.
So...
What is that?
You got your Cameo. So
all right, listen.
Get a Cameo from somebody.
I need you to play that again.
Did we randomly talk about how Cameo stinks, and then you happened to get him a Cameo?
Yeah.
So
you bought him a Cameo?
Somebody gets a Cameo.
Your gift card.
He goes, you didn't buy me shit.
Yeah, I'm not getting
Zach. You have Zach. You have all these gifts. Which one do you want?
This is like a deep one without the ironic humor.
Do you want the backpack? Do you want the
blowjob machine with 28 blue chews to make your dick
blow
as big
machine?
And hard as you've
you
ever
want,
had.
Do you want to take his paint? His daughter's
nobody
paint
wants the. No one wants the paint.
Okay,
give me that backpack.
Oh, you mother!
Oh,
you had,
wow.
Dan has it all. Has it all, everybody.
Soda, boombayah. Yeah. Soda,
oh God.
Nice.
You want me?
I'll carry that down. All right, where's Becky?
I got 10. So
where is Becky?
She's coming back.
Where is
I'm
going to
open this as the last gift.
Oh,
right?
Last
a great gift.
Here we go.
Right there.
Somebody's getting up.
That's from Zach.
This is from Zach.
I hope it's a bloody switchblade that he killed somebody with.
There he goes. Now you're the witness. Now you're the witness.
His fingerprints are all over it.
Oh, Becky.
Oh.
Fingerooski.
Glasses? American Eye Care.
What'd you get?
Paper straws.
Those are the original Zach the New Guy glasses as seen on YKWD.
Yeah.
These are glasses?
Yeah, those are his original glasses.
He thinks
glasses.
That somebody
the original
about,
Zach
he
glasses.
He thinks that somebody gives a fuck about him being a thing on this show enough that when we open it up, we all be like, oh, Zach the New Guy glasses. Wow.
You're gonna say something?
Wacky with a classic moment.
Can I say something?
I was going, who's Zach? I didn't even know who Zach was.
This is the best part about it, though. It's literally the shittiest gift.
What?
It's the shittiest gift ever. It beats the alpaca. I think that's up there with the fucking bus ticket to Baltimore.
So great. I don't, so a whatever, a piece of whatever history.
This is not a $25 value.
Hey, Joe, my original gift was going to be my MTA receipt from 4 weeks ago.
Wow, that's sad that Dan's got to go home with those.
I was going to give Chris Scopo's pen that he used to use when he booked stuff on the show and he wrote the names down for the podcast.
I mean, this
that
isn't
would
even
be 100
fair.
Times better. Yeah.
Hey, you could split the blue chew and blowjob into two gifts.
But you can still get out of it.
I want to express how upset I am.
Can I say something?
Right. Yes.
Please, like, I want to wonder how cringy this is. Nobody knows about your glasses. Nobody here knows about Zach the new guy glasses.
Look at this.
It's so fucking bad. The fans don't care. No one in the room cares.
That's why it's so great.
Bobby barely gets the reference. It sucks.
You know what it is?
So bad.
It's either, because on Yankee Swap, you either want to have a gift that everyone fights for, or one you get stuck with where you hate a person a little bit.
I hope.
The way that I hate Deepu for giving me that vegetable burrito 1 year, and I had to eat it, is the way I hope everyone feels about Zach for giving his fucking dumb glasses to Joe.
Deepu's
with a reveal.
Hilarious.
With a reveal of like,
get it?
No,
it's Zach the new guy
I
glasses.
Thought, honestly, I blocked out
the hashtag that only I did one time.
I blocked out how bad it was and thought it might have been Joe's old glasses.
Oh, my fucking glasses are fogging up.
You know how victims of trauma make the trauma into a different thing so they can survive?
Yes.
That gift was so bad I pretended it was Joe's glasses that Zach gave him.
Oh, God. Oh shit, I love it.
Wait.
They are Sean John. That's something, right?
It's even the best that they were the last gift. It's right. So good on so many levels.
Who has the cigar Chipotle? Because I got to give that back to Mark. Do you have that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not giving it to you.
What?
You're not getting it.
No, you can focus. Maybe Becky will save you.
No, I'm not giving you that. Where
That's
is
how
it, by
works,
the way?
Dog.
You can't keep the cigar and the blowjob machine in the fucking...
I don't have any of it.
He doesn't have the blowjob machine.
I don't have it. Liz has it. I have this.
Liz is a blowjob machine.
I will give him the fucking Chipotle back.
You have to give him everything.
Yeah. I will give him everything.
That's how Yankee Swap works.
Oh, he wants this.
Yeah, he wants your cigar.
I'm getting fucking Zach's glasses. I'm number three. I'm not number fucking two. You said two was the worst. You're fucking doing this to me?
I still have this shit. I would rather Zach's glasses.
You could... Couldn't fuck him on the alpaca.
I would rather.
I don't want an alpaca.
Give that to your wife.
He wants a cigar and a Chipotle card.
I got a. Hey, I brought a cigar for you.
I know, but I want that one also.
I gotta take the glasses. You know how funny it would be to make him take the glasses?
Yeah, but then I would have an alpaca planter.
Yeah, but then we'll switch after. I'll take the alpaca.
Take the bag.
Dougie, I'm going to shut up, Mike.
Take the bag.
No, I want the Chipotle.
Oh, fucking
Chipotle. Doesn't even belong to me.
Yeah.
I get the glasses.
Oh, that's nice.
Woo! I get the fucking Zach glasses.
Woo! It's not over yet.
Well,
Becky
still has a choice.
Becky didn't see the bag. Did you see the bag?
No.
Show her the bag. Who has the bag? Right, yeah.
Becky.
Becky, you can take, listen, Becky, you can take, look at this.
Amazing.
Show her the bag.
Oh, this is.
I know it's nice because Chris made it.
You can take it. You can have it.
That was really
so sweet. Whatever your gift is, you can take that.
She's
you're
not
number
retarded.
One.
You're talking about she's a retarded child.
This is all that's in there.
That's fucking gorgeous. But hold on.
Pretty stupid, right?
Look at this alpaca planner, though. How cool is this?
Yeah.
What is your gift that I get if you take my alpaca planner?
Becky, but stretch arms look at these.
It's better
someday,
than
Becky, some days on an antique roadshow, if you open these up, they're going to go, are those original Zach the New Guy?
Zach the New Guy famous serial killer Zach.
This is pretty stupid.
Wow.
Pretty dumb. Nothing that, to see over here.
You bet. If you don't give that up, you're nuts.
Oh, that's perfect for
him. Here you go, buddy. You get your gift back.
Woo! It's a Christmas miracle.
Mike and I get our walkie-talkies, and I get a Stretch Armstrong to tit fuck.
This is fucking
I'm literally going to break this.
When you do, why don't you walkie-talkie me?
I'm going to smash this into pieces.
Man, this worked out great.
Oh, I'm going to celebrate with a cigar to Burrito.
Why would you bring a shitty gift to a game like this?
That's
what's
the
point?
I love it.
Dude, it's got Morse code on here.
I got stuck with this. First of all, that's a collector's item. That's the last
You've
one ever
never
made.
Looked more Asian.
That's the last one ever made.
Okay, here's the deal.
And the CD.
Zach is the blindest fucking cocksucker I've ever met in my life. I'm going to throw up. I can't see it.
Wait.
I'm literally going to throw up.
And
what?
They're taped on the side.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Well, somehow there's no nose piece on it either.
Those glasses really bring the pedophilia.
On my head.
Let's all take a blue chew and turn off the lights.
Yeah. Take a blue chew and see if we can tell what's machine and what's not.
Oh, I'm down.
At least this one ended.
You're what?
Last year we didn't get to actually end.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't. We had to shut it down.
Lewis fucking showed great reflexes.
I love your reaction. You can see it right here. Your reaction when this happened.
If you fucking smack my face, what a fat pig she is. Look at her face.
That's you, Lewis.
This is all in a second where Dan just goes, ah, fuck.
Look at Dan. He just puts his head down and I'm out of here.
Okay,
guys. Stupid
on,
whore. Look at Joseph's
guys, guys. Dan. Zach. Separate her. Lewis. Look at the painting.
Come on, buddy.
All right, it's over. Yankee swap. Yankee swap. Yankee swap.
By the way, those are the shotgun glasses. Those are Zach's glasses.
Those are the original glasses.
Merry Christmas. Oh, wow.
Those are the original glasses as seen.
Whoa.
If you want these, you can have these. Email me at YKWD.
I'll be on
riotcast.com.
I'll be on Walkie Channel 6.
Maybe we should raise $5 for charity. Sell them.
I want to say that I just raised over $2,000 for the kids in the hospital. We got over 300 activity kits for the children's hospitals up in Westchester, the local children's hospitals. Me and Donna dropping them off Thursday. I want to thank every single one of you that donated $5, $10, $100. You guys came through. Yeah. We're going to be dropping all these gifts off for the kids. And it's not just for the kids that are sick up there, but the kids that have to go visit family members and are in the hospital for hours. That was the one thing when my dad was in the hospital.
Yeah.
You're sitting in these ICU waiting rooms with families, with these people that are, it's sad as shit. And these little kids are just sitting there like this, staring at their fucking mom crying or whatever. These activity kits go to them too.
That's awesome.
So it's helping all these kids that have to go to the hospital, whether they're in it or have to visit people there. We over 300 of them, well exceeded what we were going to do.
I would love an activity kit.
I'll bring you one.
I would love one.
I'll give one for James. I'll save one. I'll put one aside for him.
That's sweet. Nice.
So
James?
Thank you for doing that. You guys are the best. I'm going to put a list out of all the people that donated.
Oh, James having a birthday party. Max is going to come. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's cool. Same place?
Maybe.
What, December 28th?
His birthday is the 29th, but we're going to do it the week after.
I
want to thank everybody for going to vossroast.com.
You still plugging that shit?
No, I just fucked it up.
It was great. I love the Voss Roast. That was
great.
One of the greatest.
It was awesome.
Ever.
Best roast ever.
It doesn't make sense to me that it didn't sell a billion units.
It's crazy. You
right?
know, that doesn't make sense to you?
No, I'll tell you why.
Not a billion. maybe a couple thousand. Why?
Because our fans, your fans, and they all bought. We never got outside of our fan base.
How come?
The podcast we did and the promoting we did.
Should talk to Nate.
Oh, you got to do a roast, man. You're going to be on top. I'm telling out.
You got to get on Fallon and have him hold that up, man. Yeah. That thing sells out now.
Have you considered it's not diverse enough?
Whoa.
It's very diverse.
Very diverse.
Lewis is on it. There's a lesbian on it.
Yeah.
There's a lesbian.
That's not a lesbian. That's Joe DeRosa. There's a hello. Hello. Hello.
That was a good one.
There's a lot of old people.
Yeah, a lot of old people.
You remember when Judy bombed?
Did
she bomb?
I forget, did she bomb?
Shut up. Did she bomb or not?
Now, here's the deal with Judy.
Is that Serpico's face all the way to the right?
Yeah, that's Serpico. Right? And Kenny is right above him.
Club Soda Kenny.
Yeah, Club Soda Kenny and there's Serpico right
That's why I didn't sell more copies.
Why? Because of Club Soda Kenny.
Club Soda Kenny and Serpico's face is on the promo. What's wrong with you?
So, all right, that's all you got?
No, I'm not plugging anything today. Right, it's Christmas.
You. Christmas. Yeah.
Go listen to My Wife Hates
Christmas
Me.
Christmas time. No.
That's all you got?
And I want to thank Liz for being such
outside.
A good person.
Maybe I
Liz
should
is the
go
best.
Home.
Thank you for being part of this
Maybe
again, Liz.
You should
thank
pull you, out your titties.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe you touched it, so now you have to fuck
I want to
me.
Thank all you guys. Go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly, being a member of my page. You guys are the best. If you're not a member now, go join.
You Patreon?
You doing plugs, dog?
I go, yeah.
Like
I
the kids?
A,
plug it, dog.
Kids. What? Patreon?
Huh? Plug it, dog.
They're doing a thing or something.
What do you got?
I got big show this weekend, Philadelphia, December 27, 28, 29, Helium, Philadelphia. We have a huge conglomerate. What's
That's
the word?
That's not a big show. That's a bad weekend. That's between two holidays.
It's a terrible time.
January.
This is the worst.
Baby, that's a bad weekend.
That's a good weekend. Everyone's home.
Nobody's
go
going
home.
Out. Everybody's shopping.
Everyone fucking
shopping.
Yeah,
people do a lot of shopping after Christmas.
Oh, I think either this weekend.
It's cold.
I'm able to do the math for the podcast.
I don't want to
go
New Year's.
See that
27,
comedian.
28, 29. Similar
I heard
to what
he's
I said.
Charming.
And January.
I've never
this
heard
bit sucks.
Of him.
This bit sucks. You're doing a shit bit. It
We're
sucked the whole time.
Where am I?
I'm trying,
Is
but these two
anyway
fucking meatheads.
Is there any way we can see Nate
Bargatze? Am I in Tacoma? Where am I? Go to Spokane. Where is it?
You're going to be Spokane.
Oh, Spokane and Tacoma for New Year's. So make sure you check me out that weekend.
Yep.
You ever play the Cub Spokane and the Tacoma Comedy Club?
Jeremy Spokane.
It's good, right?
Class today.
Do you like
it's
it?
It's good. It's great.
Yeah. I like it. Tacoma, but have you done Spokane?
Yes. Oh, I love good. It. I like that town.
Oh, cool. I love it. I can't. So I'm doing New Year's up there. Make sure you go check me out. Anybody up there? Lou, what do you got?
Yeah, New Year's Eve, if you're in New York City,
Baby,
Escape.
It's cold outside. Blah, 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 blah.
It's good.
It is funny.
It is funny. I would have done it with you.
I love the bit.
I would have gone like this. Maybe we'll just step on him.
Live Tuesday for Stories, January 29th, Village Underground.
Yeah. Legion of Skanks Live. Live New Year's Eve at the Creaking Cave with Legion of Saints and Friends.
Creaking
we're doing.
The cave? where is it really? So,
the first 10 people get in.
Are you kidding me? It's gonna be the fucking.
Are you doing the big room?
All right. Be serious.
You're doing fucking Spokane, Washington on fucking New Year's Eve.
It's
you
one of the top rooms in the country, dummy.
No, it is. Club. I hope it burns
You'll
down.
Never
no,
play it. You'll
that.
Never play
Nobody
it.
Nobody cares about it.
And then Dude, it's
why,
great.
This, why would you
it's
say
great
that?
Great club.
They're good. I don't have to go to
Spokane's
that
good. Tacoma's a fucking killer room.
Tacoma's a bunch of the whole town's full of fucking gays and blacks.
It's a great fucking. No, it's not. It's a very liberal town.
Gays and blacks. Every single one of them.
A lot of trucks and two great rooms, right?
No, we're doing Legion of Skanks in front. We're doing.
Don't get mad
because
you fucking have an 8-person show on New Year's.
No, we're gonna have we're gonna sell the fuck out. We'll have 200 people. You fucking
dude,
idiot.
Mike could sell out the freak.
No, Mike could sell out the Mike Suarez.
200 people, you have a
yeah, nothing.
Joe. We're gonna fucking talk over it.
What couldn't he sell out?
Why couldn't he sell?
I was gonna say the Mike Suarez family reunion. But
oh, that was pretty good.
That was all right.
In the moment,
it was pretty good. I liked it. It was all right.
Because Latinos have big families.
Yeah. So,
we got it.
If they don't get stabbed to death.
Are you guys not, and Big K's doing it too?
Legion of Skanks and Friends.
He has to.
Yeah, he has to.
Nobody's going to show up.
That was fun because I thought it was a good joke, but then you explained it and it made it even better.
Sold out around the country. Touring was pretty incredible. Big J wasn't there.
Sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, sold out.
All right, this is getting too passive aggressive.
You guys are starting to get
frustrated.
You guys are like, maybe.
Lewis can't take it.
Fuck it, maybe I'll change that up a little bit.
Lewis can't take it. Yeah, he can't take it. He gets hurt. We saw the photos. Good job.
Shut the fuck up. Legion of Skanks live at the Creaky Cave, New Year's Eve. Come hang out. A bunch of amazing comics, three live podcasts, stand-up shows all night from 9 p.m. until 4 a.m. We're partying all night.
Holy nice. Shit.
All right, good. New Year's
Baby,
Eve.
It's cold outside. It's also cold in the creek. They didn't pay their electricity. They gotta keep the doors open. They're using heat dishes.
Rent went up too high.
Stand
I didn't even consider that Amazon. That's gonna be an issue. Yeah.
They what? Got shut down by the Department of Health. The food is illegal.
They
is
ran
that a live cat. That can't be saved here.
No. Oh, it's a rat.
When did the special come out?
I don't know yet. It's going to be March or April.
Right, how'd it go?
Incredible. Really fun. Good, really good. Amazing.
Maybe it should be April 1st, your birthday.
Hey-o. Yeah, that's
true. Are you putting it online, or are you going to try to sell it to a network?
My agent's going to say we're going to try to sell it to a network, but they're not going to buy it. So it'll be on Amazon and iTunes. And
maybe you can get on Telemundo or something.
Maybe Telemundo. What the fuck? It wasn't bad.
Why would you end on that one?
That was pretty good.
Mike, what do you got?
I think everyone's getting tired. That was decent.
What?
I don't.
Dan, first of all,
Dan's got everything.
Why do you say that? But that is not true.
He doesn't have a lot.
What don't you have?
He's got everything, including one of the worst headshots I've ever seen.
Where? Right there.
Back up.
Dan, you shouldn't be in fucking.
I actually like that headshot.
Thank you, Bobby.
You shouldn't be.
Looks like he just got punched by Lewis.
Thank you. Right on the right side.
It's like the cover of the Pantera album. You ever see Pantera fall over a display of power?
Yeah. With the guys being punched in the face?
Mike, bring that up.
I mean, what an idiot. He's just
It's not Mike. The new Mike is great. This guy listens.
I'll be in Atlanta at the end of July. At the Atlanta Punchline. And January. I'm stoned.
You know what club I played there? The what's the other
club? Laughing Skull.
Laughing Skull. Dude, what a fucking great room.
I love it.
I mean, unbelievable.
Across the board. Love it.
He's never plays fucking. Yeah. He only plays little shit venues around the country.
Oh, really? Oh, like the DC Improv? Oh, did you hear that? Bobby Kelly called you a shit venue.
I did. I just did. Yeah.
Listen to
fuck them. I don't work there. They never fuck them.
Yeah,
you heard me
say
that.
That's what I'm saying to all these places.
Them.
Fuck them. I've never worked there. Fuck them.
DC
Improv, Dan Soder, also known as Corporate Dan.
Yeah, fuck her. And fuck them. You heard me.
All right.
Daniel
so why can you do that?
Great.
But I can't do that. I'm just
we
doing
can both
that.
Do it. Let's
baby,
do it.
Why are you giving me shit?
I'm not giving you shit, you fucking drunk high fuck.
What are you going to do?
Fuck you.
What are you going to do? We'll fucking
burn this place down, bitch.
I look like what?
You're transitioning.
Yeah. Oh, fucking transparent Bobby's awesome.
Barbara.
This is my mom, Roberta.
You got missed it.
All right, what do you got?
Barbara.
Barbara.
Barbara. Fucking Zach's glasses.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
All right. For New Year's, I'll be in San Antonio at Laugh Out Loud featuring that weekend. But the Thursday beforehand.
Wait, you got to say who you're featuring for.
Leanne Morgan.
Who's that?
Exactly.
There's two.
I hope she gets you fired from the weekend.
But no one knows who she is, so it's right. She's one of the. She asked for me, so I think she's awesome.
She's fucking great. Good for you.
Who is she?
I like
Leanne Morgan. She's
really funny.
She's great down like that area. So
Becky, what do you got?
Well, let me finish my thing.
Hurry up. Where else are you?
The Thursday middling? Before, I'll be headlining a door deal. So if you came out to any of the shows,
where
that one? Laugh Out Loud.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
Go see Mike.
Go see the numbers.
Mushy Mike. Shut up. Mushy Mike, go see him. A Laugh Out Loud.
In San Antonio.
Yes.
Can I say a thing for my dog real quick? Like
what?
My literal dog.
Is your dog
dying? Remember last year my dog was sick? He still is.
Is he sick?
God. Yeah, he has a growth on his neck.
Your dog's been sick for a year?
He had like growths on his eyes.
Oh,
that were,
Jesus.
That were benign.
Sorry, buddy. What's up? What do you want to do?
There's a canine.
Are you? Oh, Bubba. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, what happened?
He's crying.
No, he's not.
Lewis, please.
Lewis. All right,
stop.
Not now.
Mike, you all right, buddy? I love you, kid. Sorry.
You do it. You got a GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a GoFundMe? What's the GoFundMe do?
GoFundMe to get the.
I'm sorry, buddy.
You wanna,
it's okay. You can cry. Don't worry about it, dude. It's your dog.
That's we'll plug it, though. GoFundMe. Yeah.
GoFundMe what?
For surgery for his eye. It's like a fucked up game of charades.
How much is a GoFundMe?
Thank you. Yeah. He needs a surgery on his. He has like a growth on his.
How much is the neck? How much surgery?
Mike.
It's like $1,000.
Okay. Mike, hold on. I'll tell you right now.
Pain? Put the pain away.
Stop crying. We'll give you the $1,000. Yeah.
Does your dog want to listen to Boss 5?
I'm not giving up my walkie-talkies.
It's $1,000?
Yeah, that's
easy.
Yeah,
we can come
that
together.
$800 from Bobby and Whiskey for
us. We'll give you the money for your dog surgery. Stop being in public.
What is your... Stop being uncomfortable. Let him fucking cry.
Lewis just said to give him $250 for the surgery, and I'm going to make fun of him for being such a fucking faggot
Lewis,
right now.
Leave him alone.
He's crying on a podcast.
Yes.
His dog. Lewis just starts barking when he feels uncomfortable. He's like, why are you getting inside me? You're not. Your tears are getting inside me. Your tears make me dirty.
Yes.
You're a faggot.
Hey, you know what? At least you're in touch with your emotions. Yeah. Dice did that on Arsenio, ruined his career.
What are you doing on Arsenio? Okay, there it is.
I said on Arsenio. But hey, listen.
Does the thing on his neck look like the thing on Lewis's hat?
I'm going to give you some money, right? I'm going to give him $100 right now.
$100?
Yeah.
Dude, we'll just give us the GoFundMe. We'll take care of it.
What's the GoFundMe, please?
It's on my Instagram. I'll tweet it out.
Bring it up right now. We're doing it. You just cried.
We could just all give him the money.
Fuck, man. Do it now. Dude, no. We'll give him the money and other people.
No,
it might
I think
be...
we should delete all this out of the episode. I got that for him. It's
listen,
probably not
it's going to be more than
available. It's not even available. You stink.
they took your page.
Because he's gay.
Mike, would you rather have $100?
We're not letting this patient stay
or $150 Dunkin' Donuts card?
Just go on your phone and tell us, dude. Yeah. You don't know the GoFundMe.
You don't even know your own GoFundMe page.
Motherfucker.
You're all emotional.
Yeah, you
you're the wrong URL.
If I was directing this, I'd have to yell cut.
Yeah, that's not believable.
Bring it back
that's
up. Get
believable.
On your marks, Lewis.
That's
fucking
believable.
Do that stupid thing
sound?
Again.
Yeah, we're still rolling. All right,
yeah, we're still
rolling.
Let's do it again,
Mike.
Don't give it to him. He'll spend that on food.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Don't dogs have 9 lives?
No, that's cats.
No.
Oh. You did that joke last night.
I know, but it killed.
Yeah, but...
yeah, I know.
What is it?
I love you,
Joe. I'll do it on
GoFundMe. Yeah, but it killed.
Oh, my God.
Just taking forever to climb up. That's
oh, my God. Well, wipe the tears out of your eyes.
Jesus Christ. Speed it up or your dogs are not going to make it. We're going to have a second growth to take care of.
Fucking tears are turning into gravy. Let's go.
Dude, I like drunk Lewis being rattled by emotion. What is this? What's happening?
What is it? What
are you doing?
The Puerto Rican rattled by emotion.
Show it to the camera.
Yeah, boy, that was a
story. Oh, no.
Why is the...
I came
wait,
strong.
Use your new glasses, Bobby.
I hate that I got those fucking glasses.
The fact that Zach thought it was going to kill, too. Like, he thought it was gonna, I couldn't be happier with my walkie-talkies.
Okay, here it is right here. It's $1,500, first of all.
Whoa.
You need more than $1,000, so please go to this and donate.
He needs $1,000, but he's being a scumbag. The truth is he needs $1,000. He's taking that $500 to go into fucking Tijuana.
No.
Well, they take taxes.
Oh, this little guy, little tiny dog. Is it in front of the camera, Zach?
Aww.
Hold on.
All right, look at that, man.
Is it two heads?
No, that's the tumor.
That's the growth. What?
No, that's his body.
Oh, my Christ.
That's his body.
Is that a
oh, get it removed. Fuck.
Okay.
Just don't show me. Lewis is walking home punching a llama. He's carrying it. He's like, miss you, you were my dog.
Let me see. Oh,
hang on one second.
Where's that bomb, Dan?
Put your hand down.
Are you deleting the GoFundMe? Where's that bomb? Bobby's siphoning it into his own on Venmo.
So it's a fundraiser fucking... by Michael V. Suarez. That's S-U-A-R-E-Z. Can they Google that? Because there's no
I'll
link
put
here.
The link in the description.
We're
going to
put
so
the link up on all the stuff tonight, even my thing tonight.
I mean, but we already said we would pay the entire GoFundMe.
Hey, Mike, no, you said that.
Mike,
the comedian.
Text me the link.
We said $1,000. We said we'll give him $1,000.
We'll
give $1,000 of it right
we'll
now between
it.
Us, right? If we
yes.
all... Of course.
Yeah, we'll help you with this. I mean, I'll wait till Lewis helps you first.
Lewis leaves. I'll help him right now. I'll put $250 right now. Give it to me right now. I'll donate right now, Bobby. Match it, you fucking
wait,
cheap 50? Fuck.
$250?
I'm not a cheap. I just raised fucking $3,000 for children.
What about $2,000? Those dogs. Those kids have great eyes.
He said two.
He said two.
I donated two,
dummy.
Did you
give my $100 to the kids?
No, I didn't. I'm not. You're not taking the money I owe you from him fucking losing a fight.
If you owe me $100, what's the difference?
Winning.
You donate it.
I'm not doing that. That's
okay.
Weird shit. I'll just give you the $100.
I don't want the money. We'll do another bet. If the Patriots go to the Super Bowl or something.
They're not going. Yeah, give it to Lewis.
Not after this
He's going to donate right now.
I'll donate right now. They might go.
Are we all going to put $250 in?
Yeah,
I'll put $250
in. All right, we're all going to put $250. And then you guys, it's $1,500. He's not there yet. So donate to.
$250. That's $1,250. So you need $250 more.
He needs a little more. Yeah, it's all right. So just go there and donate because it's probably going to be more than that. It's probably going to be more than
$1,000. I'm giving him
$100.
That's fair. $100 is a lot.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be here.
This $250 thing.
All right, you guys, Merry Christmas.
By the way,
Happy
Louis,
New Year.
Call for me as soon as we walk out of here. 250. Jesus Christ. I don't even like dogs.
Joe's going to pay Chipotle.
Joe, none of us are giving anything.
That dog has been alive for 5 years.
Are you out of your mind?
Fucking dog.
You get a buck and a quarter for me.
Hey, are you kidding me? I would give my kid 250 for Christmas.
All right, Joe.
And neither would Nate.
Oh, shit. Voss is back. Voss is back. Voss is back. Voss. All right.
Tell you what, if I hit a bonus in Philly, I'll give $40.
So you're not happening. Not happening. So, Joe, Voss, Dan, Lewis, Michael, Becky, Liz, Oscar,
Rover.
We got Fright Night. Well, we got Zach.
If each one puts in, that's less than 250. I'm
no,
saying.
I just want to say I just want to say this really quick. I really love you guys so
love
much.
You too, buddy.
I'm so fucking proud of we do this every year and it's so much fun. I look forward to it. I love you guys. You guys from back when we started this and for where you guys are now, it's fucking incredible to me how insane you guys have done it, except for Voss. But no, of course Voss too. But Lewis,
he's in the middle of a plateau.
It's you guys are amazing, and I'm so glad you keep coming back and doing this. I love you guys so much. Mike, we're going to raise the money for your dog. Don't worry about it. Liz, I love you. I love you, Becky. I love all you guys. I love you, fans. Thanks for listening to this. You know what, dude? Podcast, Yankee Swap. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. And we'll see you guys next year.
Bye.
All right? Thank you.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.